Blue Jays. Two straight wins for Clearwater as they look to close out a third consecutive series with a victory and claim a larger share of first place in the Florida State League West. Welcome into the broadcast booth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. I am Josh Sperber, giving you the play-by-play for this Threshers and Blue Jays matchup. Each team coming in at 9-5 on the season, tied with the Lakeland Flying Tigers for the top record in the West Division. And the Threshers have the momentum here against Dunedin. 2-0 win last night, 10-7 win on Friday, and they look to achieve their second three-game win streak of the season and clinch the series in Dunedin. We're getting ready for the teams to get on the field. Trent Farquhar's the Threshers' leadoff man, ready in the on-deck circle, as I'm going to go through the starting lineup for your Clearwater Threshers. Trent Farquhar starts off at shortstop, riding a nice on-base streak and sitting towards the top of the lineup, and he has recorded a hit or a walk or a hit by pitch in each of the last seven games of 2024. After Farquhar, Pierce Bennett back to the two spot. He scored three runs in a 10-7 victory on Friday night, including the go-ahead run in the ninth inning. He's in left field. Jordan Viers moving from the four to the three spot in the order, bumped up a spot for the lefty, who already has a pair of multi-hit games and four RBIs against Dunedin this week. Viers remains in right field. Keaton Anthony is at first base, up in the cleanup spot, and he, I think, is a candidate for Florida State League Player of the Week. He has been so crucial to this the Threshers' success in this series, going 6-for-15 with a pair of doubles and six RBIs. He's reached base in each of the four games he has played so far this series. He's at first base. Luis Caicuto doing the catching, riding the longest on-base streak of the Threshers' season. Eight games. In all eight games he has played, Caicuto has reached base at least one time. He's doing the catching. Bryson Ware back at second base for the Clearwater Threshers. Got himself a double last night for his first hit of the series and also walked in a 1-for-3 day. After Ware is the center fielder, Avery Owusu-Asiedu, the regular center fielder for the Clearwater Threshers, a guy who has also has a penchant for getting on base so far and is tied with Aiden Miller for the team lead in steals this season with five steals, as many games as he has reached base consecutively, starting from the Saturday loss to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles a week ago. He's in the seventh spot. Dakota Katowski is hitting eighth. Just two hits this season, but he's driven in two runs on each of his two hits. He's the DH, and Diego Gonzalez playing his second game for the Threshers. Made a couple of nice defensive plays, but failed to record a hit in his Threshers debut. That's the starting lineup, who will face Landon Morotis, the right-handed pitcher starting for the Dunedin Blue Jays. And Morotis gets the Sunday ball from Cavalry Christian High School in Clearwater. Fourth round pick of the Blue Jays last year. First pitch missing to Farquhar, and it's a 1-0 count. So Morotis did not play in the complex last year, as he sends a strike into Trent Farquhar on the fastball. One ball, one strike, the count to the Threshers' leadoff hitter. And a Cavalry Christian High School graduate, not too far away from where he's making his minor league debut. Swing and a miss by Farquhar on the change, and it's one and two. TD Ballpark, just 20 minutes down the road from Cavalry Christian High School in Clearwater, as a 2-2 now, fastball missing outside. So Morotis playing not too far from where he grew up, playing baseball, got his start over in Clearwater, playing against his former hometown team. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch, just got a piece of it, did Farquhar, and the count stays at 2-2. Morotis, 1-0 on the season with a 1.08 ERA in two games, one of which was a start. Now the 2-2 to Farquhar. This one is hit high in the air out to right field. Hernandez is there, drifting forward with two hands. He makes the grab for the first out, and that ball just jumped off the bat of Farquhar. But the lack of wind really just kept that batting, up in the air.
Fielder, 18,
and Hernandez
Pierce
able to
Bennett.
Get the catch out in right field. Pierce Bennett coming up to the plate for the Threshers, and he'll set the defense behind Landon Morotis, throwing to Edward Duran, the Blue Jays' backstop. First pitch to Bennett, a breaking ball on the inside edge for a called strike one. Infield for the Blue Jays, Ricardo Ballo over at first base, Tucker Thoman moving to second, and Arjun Amala at short, Manuel Beltre at third, as the changeup misses outside and low to Bennett. One ball, one strike, the count. In the outfield, left to right for Dunedin, you've got Daniel Perez in left, Joangel Aponte in center, as that one's fouled off to the backstop, 1-2 count to Bennett. And Alexis Hernandez made the catch for the first out in right field. That's the defense for Dunedin. Threshers looking for some offense in the first inning as they search for their fourth straight win, as Bennett fouls that off the plate. And it seems like it's a fair ball. The umpire not really making any moves. And the umpires will confer to see where that bounced. It looked to me like that bounced from the batter's box or somewhere in foul territory before it went fair. No motion has been made yet, and Michael Cross, the home plate umpire, out to the base pass to confer with the bases ump, Pedro Powell. And they are going to call it foul. I believe that's the right call. And now Jose Mayorga, the manager for Dunedin, coming out to protest that. So it should still be a 1-2 count to Pierce Bennett, as Mayorga a little bit upset with the home plate umpire for their time indecision maybe, but no change in the foul call. So two straight pitches fouled away by Pierce Bennett. And the 1-2 is on the ground to short. Namala is there waiting. Gobbles it up and fires to first. Beats Bennett by two steps for the second out in the first inning. That'll bring up Jordan Fires, who has four of his five RBIs on the season so far this series. And Fires, a Texas native, getting a nice cheer from some of the Threshers and Phillies faithful in the crowd. Fires has played each of his last three seasons here with the Clearwater Threshers in his young Phillies career. Foul tip, and it's an 0-1 count on the swing from Fires. Breaking ball dropped below the zone to the 20-year-old. He has played in all six games. Came on as a defensive replacement, a pinch runner for T.J. Walton back on Tuesday's game, as it's a 1-1 count with a break ball missing outside. Scored a run as a pinch runner and went 5-for-16 with a double homer and four RBIs in his games as a starter. Broken bat grounder over to second base, scooped up by Thoman. He shuffles towards first, sends a throw in time to Ballo to make it a 1-2-3 first inning. Threshers set down in order to start the ball game, and Dunedin grabs the bats for the first time when we come back in the bottom of the first inning.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the first inning in Dunedin. 1-2-3 top half, and now Mavis Graves trying to do the same against the Blue Jays in the bottom of the first inning, number one. Breaking ball missing outside to Manuel Beltre from Graves, who has got an 0-1 record so far, 6.35 ERA. And just his third start above rookie ball. Manuel Beltre pops this one up to first base. Anthony is there, shades on, so he doesn't have to shield it. And an easy play on the pop-up for the first out. One gone for Dunedin. That was Manuel Beltre who popped it out to first. And that'll bring up Arjun Namala, 20th overall pick in the 2023 MLB draft and the shortstop for Dunedin tonight. Here's the rest of the Blue Jays starting lineup, with Joangel Aponte waiting in the on-deck circle, Edward Duran in the hole. Namala sends this one high and foul down the first base side, and that'll make it an 0-1 count as that ball bangs off the roof of the seats. Tucker Thoman down to the 5 spot for Dunedin. Alexis Hernandez hitting 6th. Christian Feliz, a DH, batting 7th. And Ricardo Ballo hitting 8th as Namala foul tips one backwards to bring him an 0-2 count. Daniel Perez rounds out the order for the Dunedin Blue Jays. He is the left fielder. And that's the 9 to the field for Dunedin, wearing their baby blue Blue Jays jerseys with the Blue Jays across the chest in blue lettering. Underneath the word Jays, you have the Blue Jays logo and blue numbers, no name, on the back. 0-2 pitch, and Namala takes a look at a breaking ball outside to make it 1-2. Blue helmets and hats with the Dunedin logo on the front. So 1-2, the count to Namala. One gone in the bottom first. The pitch from Graves, breaking ball, fouled back, and it is 1-2 once again. Graves has made two starts this season. His best one was his first on Sunday against Bradenton, tagged with a loss because mainly the Threshers didn't score a run. Now the 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Arjun Namala can't handle the changeup, from Mavis Graves. And that's the second out of the first inning. Before we dive more into Graves' numbers on the season, Joan Calaponte is up at the dish, and let's take a look at the Threshers' defense behind Mavis. Luis Caicuto is the catcher behind home plate. And Keaton Anthony's at first with a put out to his name already as Aponte swings and misses at a fastball. Making an 0-1 count. Bryson Ware next to Anthony at second base. Trent Farquhar over at short. Diego Gonzalez back at third for the second straight game. The 0-1 to Aponte, another swing and a miss. This time a curveball gets him to go, and it's an 0-2 count. In the outfield left to right for the Threshers, Pierce Bennett in left, Avery Owusu-Asiedu in center, and Jordan Viers out in right field. 0-2 count to Aponte, wave and a whiff, strike 3. Curveball drops off the mat, and Mavis Graves looking as good as he has this season with a pair of punch-outs to end the first inning. First inning goes 1-2-3 for each squad. We're still scoreless heading into the second here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games. with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Top of the second inning, Landon Morotis quickly sending the first pitch in, a change low to Keaton Anthony to make it 1-0. Threshers cleanup hitter coming to the plate against the Clearwater native Morotis. 1-0 the pitch, hit on a line out to short, picked on a hop by Toman at second base, and it's a 4-3 putout for the first out in the second inning. So one gone after two pitches in the second for Landon Morotis, 108 ERA through his first two appearances this season. Second start, third appearance overall as the high schooler making his debut this season. Fourth rounder from Toronto last year as Kaikuto fouls the first pitch back to make it 0-1. Fastball, slider, curve, and a change from Morotis going against Kaikuto, who is playing his ninth game in the season after reaching base in his first eight. Fastball missing inside, and it's a 1-1 count to Luis Kaikuto. Rule 5 pick from the Arizona Diamondbacks has never made it above rookie ball in Arizona and has already made an impact for the Threshers here in single-A ball. Curveball in there for a called strike two as that one gets the inside corner to Kaikuto. 269 hitter on the year with 5 RBIs and 4 doubles. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's strike three. First strikeout of the day for Morotis, and there's the second out of the top of the second inning. That'll bring up Bryson Ware, Auburn alum and eighth-round pick by the Phillies in last year's draft. The beginning of August, he and Zach Arnold, now up with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, were the first two 2023 draftees to play for the Clearwater Threshers as Ware swings and misses at an inside fastball to make it 0-1. Began his collegiate career in 2020 at Pearl River Community College in his home state of Mississippi as the breaking ball in there for a called strike two.
Called strike has been upheld.
And a challenge unsuccessful from Ware, keeping the count at 0-2. 321 batting average, 774 slugging in his one season at Pearl River as he takes a breaking ball outside. Made him the ninth-ranked junior college prospect before he transferred to the Auburn Tigers after a lone season at Pearl River. Ware lofts this one up high in the air, fouled on the first baseline. Ballo sprints after it, but it reaches the seats before he can get to the fence. So still a 1-2 count to Ware, who finished up his collegiate career with a .350 batting average, .731 slugging, 24 homers, 63 RBIs in 58 starts with the Tigers, a spectacular senior season for the Phillies' eighth-round pick. 1-2, hit on the ground to short. Namala chases it, scoops it up, fires over to first, high throw, pulls the first baseman, Ballo, off the bag. And that's going to be an E6 to give the Threshers the first base runner of the ball game. So Ware reaches on an error, Dunedin with a miscue in each of the last two games. And that'll bring up Avery Owusu-Asiedu. 20-year-old, picked one round after Bryson Ware, ninth rounder out of Southern Illinois, University of Edwardsville. As first pitch to Owusu-Asiedu misses outside for ball number one. Owusu-Asiedu, the current Threshers steals leader, and he is the current record holder since Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville moved to Division I with 24 steals in 2023. One woe's popped up foul down the first base side and is now a souvenir for the couple of kids going to chase after it in the right field seats. And it's a 1-1 count to Owusu-Asiedu. Ware a couple steals last season as he slides in safely ahead of the pickoff move from Landon Morotis. Ware, 2 steals and 3 attempts for the Threshers, 2 steals and 2 attempts in 5 games in the Complex League last season. So a total of 4 for 5 in 2023 as Owusu-Asiedu pops another breaking pitch up foul to bring the count down to 1-2. This year, though, we're 1 for 2 in steals. And Owusu-Asiedu trying to get a little bit more than that with a 5-game on base streak for him. Runner goes, and he'll go right back to first after Owusu-Asiedu fouls off the third straight pitch. So still a 1-2 count as Ware heads back to first base. Avery Owusu-Asiedu had just 3 errors in the field in 3 years at SIUE. 3-sport athlete in high school as well. 1-2 the count. We'll see if Weir goes again. He does not. The pitch outside. Holding up the swing is Avery, and it is officially confirmed as a check swing ball two by Pedro Powell. So two balls, two strikes. Weir remaining on first base. Getting some advice from Michael Jones, the first base coach and bench coach for the Clearwater Threshers. 2-2 the count. Weir jumps early, so he pulls back, and that one's a liner into right field for a base hit. Six straight game reaching for Avery Owusu-Asiedu, including all five now here in Dunedin, as Avery now has the Threshers' first hit of the ball game. So two on and two outs and two very good base runners on the base pass for the Threshers, and a very strong power hitter up at the plate for Clearwater in Dakota Katowski. Katowski, an undrafted free agent out of Missouri State University in 2022, has been parts of each of his first two seasons in the pros with the Clearwater Threshers. As he takes a breaking ball outside, well snagged by Duran to keep the runners on first and second. It's Weir on second, Owusu-Asiedu on first, and a 1-0 count to Dakota Katowski. Four RBIs in this series, including two of them earlier this week against Dunedin. He swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball to even the count at 1-1. Had a slugging percentage of .653 with 15 homers and 34 RBIs, 42 games in the Complex League last year before he was called up following an FCL MVP season. The 1-1 is fouled back, making the count 2-2. So Katowski joined the Threshers in late August and comes from a sporting family. His dad was a two-sport athlete at Lewis University, playing both baseball and basketball. Katowski, obviously athletic in baseball, also played football and basketball in high school. He swings and misses the breaking ball on the 1-2 pitch, and Duran completes the K2-3 by throwing it to first for the final out of the second inning. The Threshers get a couple men on board, no runs, one hit, one error, and two men left. And we head to the bottom of the second here at TD Ballpark. Threshers and Blue Jays locked in a scoreless tie.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first Bay Care Silver Sharks night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders do free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
First pitch to Edward Duran misses to start the second inning, 1-0 the count from Mavis Graves. Here's the 1-0 pitch, fastball in the upper inside corner, well-placed heater from Graves to even the count at 1-1. It'll be the heart of the Blue Jays order, Duran, Toman, and Hernandez to start off the bottom of the second. 1-1, another fastball, another called strike. 1-2 the count now to Edward Duran, hitting .241 with five RBIs on the season so far. Now the 1-2. Called strike three, and Duran knew it. Beautiful slider fooling Duran, and that is the first called strikeout of the day for Mavis Graves, his third total making it the third straight start where he has struck out three batters or more, stopping at exactly three in each of his previous two. And we'll see if he can set a new season high. His career high for strikeouts is six, achieved three times in the Complex League last year. And he's on his way to another one, starting off Tucker Thoman with a slider on the outside corner. So it's no one count to Thoman. And Graves quickly gets the sign from Kikuto. Sets from the stretch on the left side of the rubber, and he deals. Thoman fouls this back rolling off the and bouncing off the railing of the Threshers' dugout. So Diego Gonzalez will have to pick that one up. And give that back to the third base coach for the Dunedin Blue Jays. So an 0-2 count to Thoman. Graves winds and deals. Breaking ball outside, and it's a 1-2 count. Thoman, a competitive balance, second-round pick of the Blue Jays in 2022, where he spent most of the season here in Dunedin. Already two homers and four RBIs on the season for Thoman. Now the 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Beautiful curveball from Mavis Graves. Make that four straight punch-outs. And three of them have taken the opponents down swinging. Two gone for Graves. And now Alexis Hernandez coming up to the plate. 167 hitter with two RBIs on this season. Playing primarily in right field this week against the Dunedin Blue, against the Clearwater Threshers. Fastball from Graves missing outside. It's a 1-0 count to the Blue Jays right fielder. The count to Hernandez. Now the pitch. Fastball right down Main Street. The count evens at 1-1. Graves debuted with the Complex League Phillies last season. Had a really strong start, or a strong finish to the season, excuse me, as the breaking ball misses to make it 2-1. Had a 2.70 ERA in three starts over 10 innings in August with almost 12 strikeouts per nine innings pitched. 2-1. Fastball low and in, 3-1. He began his professional career against the FCL Blue Jays. So a lot of familiarity with some of these guys who were in the complex last season. Here's the 3-1. Fastball missing outside, and that's ball number four. First base runner allowed by Graves as Hernandez takes the two-out walk and trots on to first.
Designated hitter, number 34, Christian Feliz.
And I'll bring up Christian Feliz, power-hitting first baseman, who DHs here tonight. Two prior games at first base for Dunedin as the pickoff throw is quick but not successful as Hernandez is back on first base. He takes a solid lead off the bag with Anthony holding him on. And the lefty-lefty matchup begins with a cut fastball that misses low for a 1-0 count. Christian Feliz, 1-11 hitter on the year. Both homers this season have come against the Threshers with five RBIs on 2024 as well. Runner goes to second. Pitch is in there for a called strike. The throw just late as Hernandez slides into second with a stolen base. As the count evens at 1-1 to Christian Feliz. Good throw from Kikuto, but just a better jump from Alexis Hernandez. He was off just before the move home started from Graves. Really just a picture-perfect jump from Alexis Hernandez. Farquhar holding him on second, and the 1-1 is another cut fastball that catches the outside edge to bring the count down to 1-2. And an unsuccessful challenge from Christian Feliz, so the count stays at 1-2. Man on second with two outs, that's Hernandez. Feliz in the box, waiting the 1-2 from Graves. He's set, loads the ball in the glove at the chest, and deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Ball bounces out of the glove of Kikuto, but no throw to first on the drop third strike. And Graves, despite allowing a two-out walk, strikes out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, one man left. And the Threshers and Blue Jays still tied without a run as we head to the third.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. The Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Diego Gonzalez, the newest member of the Threshers, leading off the top of the third inning. Still scoreless, Threshers with a hit, Blue Jays with an error. Landon Morotis starts off Gonzalez, getting him to swing and miss at a fastball on the outside edge, and the count is 0-1. Threshers have now brought nine up to the plate. The number eight hitter will lead off for Dunedin in the bottom of the third. Gonzalez dings it off the netting, and it's an 0-2 count. Fastball again from Morotis. Diego Gonzalez played all of last year in the Complex League after beginning the season on the injured list. 20 years old, out of Barquisimeto in Venezuela. Swing and a miss there on the breaking ball, and that is the third strikeout of the day from Landon Morotis. So one gone here in the top of the third inning. We're still scoreless thus far as Trent Farquhar steps up to the plate, flied out to right field, pretty deep out in right for the first out of the ball game. First pitch to Farquhar, curveball in there for a called strike, and that gets on the outside edge for an 0-1 count. Farquhar, 290 hitter on the season, enjoyed a solid on-base streak. Being moved towards the top of the Threshers lineup as the breaking ball misses outside to even the count at 1-1. Seven straight games for Farquhar reaching base, spanning the entirety of the last two series as he swings and misses at a fastball there to bring the count down to 1-2. Over these last seven games, Farquhar now 9-for-28 with a flyout today, two doubles, a triple, two RBIs, and five runs scored. One ball, two strikes the count as Farquhar digs back into the left-handed batter's box. Righty pitcher deals the lefty Farquhar, sent foul down the left field side. So one ball, two strikes the count for Trent, 23 years old, undrafted out of Michigan State University, but has become a solid addition to the Threshers over these last two seasons as he takes the curve low for ball number two. He joined the Threshers at the end of last year and reached base every game he played for the Threshers, all six of them, with five walks and a 3-for-15 performance at the dish. 2-2, way outside on the fastball, and that fills up the count at three balls and two strikes. Had a really solid 10 games in the Complex League, though, 11-for-34 with a pair of doubles, four RBIs, and five steals. Now the payoff pitch to Farquhar, hit in the air out to left field. Sprinting towards the line is Perez. He's not going to get there. That ball's going to one-hop the wall. Farquhar sprinting to second base, and he will stand up with a one-out double and the first extra base hit of today's ball game. So Trent Farquhar has now reached base in each of the last eight games, spanning both of the first two six-game sets for the Threshers, tying Luis Caicuto for the longest on-base streak to start the Threshers' season. Pierce Bennett will be up at the dish after the mound visit. Corey Reardon out having a chat with Landon Morotis with double-barreled action getting started in the Blue Jays' bullpen. A couple of right-handers getting loose for Dunedin. We'll hold off on the score updates, not just because, well, we're one of the first games going on around baseball, but because, actually, we're going to take a break. Trainer coming out to have a chat with Landon Morotis, and we're going to take a short break while the head athletic trainer Luke Green is out on the field with the Blue Jays starter. Hope that Morotis can stay in the ball game, but until the trainer exits, we'll go to break.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 26th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County. On Saturday, April 27th, travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Jerry Hunsinger is the new pitcher for the Dunedin Blue Jays. 2 1/3 solid innings from Landon Morotis. He would be in line for the loss if and only if Trent Farquhar comes around to score from second. Certain possibilities were approaching the heart of the Threshers' order. But coming on to replace Landon Morotis is Jerry Hunsinger. Threshers have already seen him a couple of times this week as Hunsinger coming on for the third time against Clearwater. Fastball, slider, sinker, and a changeup in his pitching arsenal. Hunsinger last pitched 2/3 of an inning and got the final two outs of the ninth inning, relieving Eliander Alcalde, getting a strikeout for the Threshers. He also pitched an inning and a third of the Threshers' 10-1 win on Wednesday. One run allowed on one hit, two walks and a strikeout. So two total innings against the Threshers, two walks, one run, one hit in what is now going to be his third game. And he might have a little longer to go for the Dunedin Blue Jays. And he's going to get as long as he needs for the warm-up. Threshers are the only team playing in the Phillies system right now, as I'm going to take you through the scores. We'll have scores for the rest of them later, as all three other full-season teams for Clearwater begin at 105. Braden Fosnott is getting the start for the series decider in Jersey Shore against the Brooklyn Cyclones. Fosnott 2-0 with an ERA under 1, an outstanding start to his sophomore campaign. Let's look at the Florida State League now as Trent Farquhar gets back to second base, getting ready for Hunsinger's start. Lakeland and Palm Beach is tied without a run scored in the bottom of the third inning. Lakeland needs to lose, and the Threshers need to win if Clearwater wants to claim a sole share of first place. As of now, Lakeland in a three-way tie with the Threshers and the Dunedin Blue Jays, who are also in a scoreless tie, but in the top of the third. Daytona had an early home run and lead 1-0 against the Bradenton Marauders in the bottom of the third over in Bradenton. Jupiter leads Fort Myers 3-0 through two over at Hammond Stadium. And with J.D. Martinez rehabbing for the Mets in Port St. Lucie, the St. Lucie Mets leading the Florida State League Subway Series, though it takes a bit more than a subway ride to get from Tampa to St. Lucie. 3-0 the score, top of the second over at Clover Park. Now Farquhar back on second. Pierce Bennett in the batter's box. First pitch from Hunsinger is a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike one. Bennett with a ground out in his one prior at bat today, 0-for-1, coming off a 1-for-5 day, but he reached three times and scored three times. RBI single for Bennett in the Friday win as well. Now the 0-1. Fastball again right down Main Street, and it's 0-2 to Bennett, 22-year-old second base and outfielder at a Wake Forest who has reached base in each of his last four games. Now an 0-2 count to Bennett. Farquhar lengthening his lead off of second, slightly being held on by Tucker Thoman, who's coming in to try and clap and distract the speedy Farquhar. 0-2 the pitch. Fastball spiked in the dirt, and it's 1-2. Bennett, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons leader in batting average and doubles in 2023, his final year with the Demon Deacons, 353 average and 19-2 baggers, leading the top team in the ACC just a year ago. Now the 1-2 to Bennett. Curveball almost hits him, and he moves aside, though the pitch is challenged by Edward Duran. It should stay 2-2, and it does, confirmed by Michael Cross. So a 2-2 count to Bennett. Farquhar has made no attempts of stealing third base, with Beltre moved a little bit further back on the third base bag. Now the 2-2. Curveball just got a piece of it, did Bennett. Swung a little early and fouls it off to make it 2-2. Bennett played 8 games in the Complex League last year, debuted against the Complex League Yankees, playing primarily at second base with one start in right, without an error recorded in those 8 games. 2-2 pitch, he bends backwards, and Bennett avoids an inside breaking ball, filling up the count at 3-2. So a full count, we'll see if Farquhar wants to try for third. One gone in the top of the third inning, and neither team with a run to this point. A long look at second base. Runner stays put. Payoff pitch is hit in the air out to left center field. It is Aponte on it. He calls off the left fielder Perez to make the catch for the second out in the third inning. So well hit ball by Bennett, but just hung right up for Aponte out in center field. Two gone in the third. One runner on in Trent Farquhar. That'll bring up Jordan Viers, who has 4 RBIs already this season. This series, 5-for-16, now 5-for-17 after the ground out in the first with a double homer and those 4 RBIs. He's played in every game, one coming on as a pinch runner for T.J. Walton back on Tuesday as he spits on a breaking ball that's called strike number one. Still 20 years old is Viers, 2021 third-round pick by the Phillies out of Rick Reedy High School in Texas. 0-1 is the count, and now the pitch. Hit the other way, and it's picked up by the third baseman, Beltre. He fires across the diamond to first in time, and that will end the third inning. So the Threshers get a runner in scoring position for the second straight frame, but are unable to do anything with it. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left on base. Scoreless through 2.5, Threshers and Blue Jays here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit thrushersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ricardo Ballo, number nine, or eight hitter for Dunedin, leading off the bottom of the third inning. Still scoreless as Mavis Graves sends a breaking ball low for a 1-0 count to Ballo. Still scoreless, two hits for the Threshers, one error for Dunedin, as the fastball in there for a called strike, evening up the count at 1-1 to the Blue Jays' first baseman. Ballo, switch hitter, hitting from the right side against the left-handed throwing Graves. Now the 1-1. Hitting the air out to right field. In foul territory is Anthony, just in front of the infield dirt, makes the catch for the first out of the third inning. That'll bring up Daniel Perez, last man to take his first cuts on the day for Dunedin. And Daniel Perez, left fielder, who is 1-for-10 so far on the series and the season. His one hit, though, was a triple. Did not come around to score and has struck out in five at-bats of the 10 he has played. Curveball missing outside to Perez. 1-0 the count to the left-hand hitting left fielder, signed as an international free agent out of Havana in Cuba in 2023. Next pitch, a fastball missing outside, and it's a 2-0 count to Daniel Perez. Started in the Dominican Summer League that last season, was a midseason all-star, hitting just under 300 with an OPS of 900 as he scoots away from an indoor fastball, 3-0. Began the season in extended spring training, was called up on Tuesday ahead of this series against the Clearwater Threshers. Left-on-left matchup has Perez in a 3-0 count. Now the pitch from Graves, fastball on the outside part of the plate for a called strike, and after feigning an attempt to go to first base, Perez just nodded his head, acknowledging that he just took strike one. So a 3-1 count with one gone in the third. The next pitch, fastball, also well inside the strike zone, filling up the count at 3-2. So Graves, after starting the at-bat behind 3-0, has now worked the count back full. Three balls, two strikes the count, one gone here in the bottom of the scoreless third. The payoff pitch hit the other way, shift beater, but it goes foul on the foul side of the third base line. The lefty, Perez, had a heavy shift with Gonzalez playing closer to third or closer to shortstop over at third.
Third baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
And I think they're calling that a hit or an error. It looked to me like that ball was foul, but that must have hit in fair territory before it went foul, and they're calling that an error. I'm looking to get the official decision on this because I thought that was a foul ball, but right now Daniel Perez is a base runner on first. He's heading for second as the pitch misses upstairs, but he is taken out by Luis Caicuto. So whatever error got him in base, it was a catcher's interference. And that is nullified by the 2-4 caught stealing. So Luis Caicuto atones for the catcher's interference for the second out of the inning. 2-0 the pitch, fastball at the chest, and the count is now even at 2-1 to Manuel Beltre, who popped out to the first baseman Anthony to lead off the game back in the third inning. So catcher's interference, then a caught stealing. Gets the second out, and now the second strike on a breaking ball on the outside part of the plate to Manuel Beltre, who will call his first time out of the at-bat. 229 hitter on the year is Beltre, playing all across the infield this week, second, short, and now third. Now facing a 2-2 count with two outs, each team with an error so far to this point. Now the 2-2 pitch, cut on and fouled back, just tapped it behind home plate. And the count stays at 2-2. Beltre, a Blue Jay last year, 3-for-16 so far this series with a double and two RBIs. Now the 2-2. Hit on a line to third base, past the glove of Gonzalez and into left field for the first hit of the afternoon by the Dunedin Blue Jays. And Diego Gonzalez narrowly missed making that play.
Shortstop, number 18.
So,
Namala.
Two outs and a man on in the third inning. The last base runner for Dunedin was taken out by Kaikuto on the caught stealing. And now Arjun Namala up to the plate with a strikeout to his name already today. Beltre certainly a stealing threat as the breaking ball misses outside, but well grabbed by Kaikuto to prevent the wild pitch and keep Beltre over on first base. And pickoff attempt not successful as Beltre slides in head first. He commonly hit in the leadoff spot last year for Dunedin, but has been moved around the order throughout this series. The 1-0 popped up high and foul down the first base line, and the count evens at 1-1. To Arjun Namala. Namala, the first generation Indian American drafted in the first round of any four major U.S. sports, as he pops this one out to center field. Usuwasidu drifting into left center, making the catch with one hand on the run to end the third inning. So one hit and an error, and one man left aboard, but no runs coming across for the Dunedin Blue Jays here in the third inning. We're through the first third of the final game of this series between the Threshers and Blue Jays. Still scoreless on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Hair Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Leading off the top of the
top of the fourth inning. One-third of the game is over, but each team combining for just three hits. Two from the Threshers, one from Dunedin, an error apiece, and both sides without a run to this point. Keaton Anthony trying to change that. Threshers leader in RBIs with nine on the season. Six of those nine have come this week against Dunedin. 1-0 the count from Jerry Hunsinger, who throws the fastball lone away to Anthony. 6-for-15, two doubles, six ribbies, and a four-game on base streak so far this series, as the fastball settles in for a called strike. One ball, one strike, the count. Anthony listed as both an infielder and an outfielder, but has played only at first base for the Threshers so far in his short major or minor league career. Now the 1-1. Well off the plate, bouncing next to the left-handed batter's box and going back to the backstop for a 2-1 count. Anthony, 22 years old, a two-way player in college, third-team All-American at the University of Iowa. Now the 2-1. Hard ground ball, but it's foul down the third base line, and now the count goes 2-2. Reach base in all but one game for the Threshers over his career, including five last season and almost every game this year. 6-for-15 this series with six RBIs and two runs scored. Now the 2-2 to Anthony. bouncing breaking ball in between the legs of Duran and smothered on the ground to fill up the count at 3-2. Anthony grounded out to first his last at bat, looking to extend that on base streak to 5 with what would be his third walk of the series if he can take another miss. Here's the payoff pitch, and that one also goes low, so a leadoff walk to the cleanup man starts off the fourth inning. Jerry Hunsinger, the current pitcher,
12, Luis
after 2 1/3 shutout innings from Morotis with 3 strikeouts, 2 hits, and no walks allowed. Teton Anthony, 1 steal in 1 attempt on this season, and plenty of power at the plate in Luis Caicuto, who takes a fastball for ball number 1. To start off his at-bat. He struck out in the second inning, and like Anthony, he has also reached base just about every game with the Threshers. 8 straight games to start his Phillies career as the wild pitch sends Anthony over to second base, 2-0 the count. On base streak now up to 5 for Keaton Anthony. With 2 more balls, it'll go up to 9 for Caicuto, matching not just the 9 games he's played this year, but the 9 he has played in 2023. And he's got a hit in almost all 9 games he has played. Only 2 games without a hit so far for Caicuto. 2-0 the pitch. Curveball in there for a called strike 1, and it's a 2-1 count to the 21-year-old catcher out of Lecheria in Venezuela. 2-for-19 in 9 games in an unfortunately injury-plagued season last year, but he made the most of his times on base with 4 runs and 6 walks, 2 RBIs as well. Breaking ball missing low to Caicuto. 3-1 the count to the Threshers catcher. One of 4 catchers selected by the Phillies in the Rule 5 draft minor league version, along with Carson Taylor, Trevor Schwecke, and William Simonite, all of those in AA. 3-1 the pitch, and that is a called strike 2. Curveball over the plate to fill up the count. Anthony likely to stay on second where he remains after the wild pitch. And now we have a full count to Luis Caicuto. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out here in the fourth. The pitcher stays put, and Caicuto is plunked by the breaking ball. Throws his bat towards the dugout as his on-base streak is now up to 9 straight games with a hit-by pitch. An unfortunate way to extend the streak, but 2 on and nobody out in the fourth. That'll be enough to bring up Corey Reardon to the mound. And not much going on in the major leagues. Entirety of the Phillies system about to get started in 10 minutes, with the exception of the big league Phils. They're in Chicago to face the White Sox against the rookie pitcher Nastrini, going against 2014 first-round pick and thresher Aaron Nola. So, the mound visit is over for Corey Reardon and the Fightins, or the Blue Jays, excuse me. And now Bryson Ware at the dish. Bunt by Ware goes foul. 0-1 count to Bryson, 2 on, and nobody out to start the fourth. Anthony on second, Caicuto on first, and a walk and a hit by pitch. Ware facing an 0-1 count as Hunsinger scans the base runners. Now he deals the 0-1, and did that get Ware? It did not. Narrowly missing a second straight hit by pitch, but definitely a ball number 1 for Bryson Ware. So 2 on and nobody out. 1-1 count to Ware, who reached on an error his last time up. 1 RBI on the young season for Bryson. 1-1. Hit back up the middle. Namala's going to get it. Step on second himself for the out. On to first. Double play. And Anthony moves safely to third after the 6 unassisted double, the 6-3 double play for outs number 1 and 2 in the fourth. That'll bring up Avery Owusu-Asidu. A homer already this season. A hit already today. Got the first of the game for either side, with a 2-out single back in the second inning to extend his on-base streak to 6 games. 1-0 the count to Owusu-Asidu as the Hunsinger fastball misses low. And Keaton Anthony, the only base runner remaining for the Threshers, starting off the 2-out at bat on the third base bag. Hunsinger sent from the first base side of the rubber. Takes a deep breath. Now he deals the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Owusu Asidu out in front of the slider, and it's 1-1. 20 years old. Will turn 21 in June. Played 13 games in the complex last year with 14 RBIs, did Owusu Asidu. So a guy certainly known for driving in runs and a chance to do so here. 1-1, curveball inside, and now it's 2-1 to the Threshers center fielder. That's the only place in the outfield he has played this season. But with his kind of athletic ability, he certainly has the ability to play wherever he wants in the outfield. 2-1 the count with two outs in the fourth. Now the pitch from Hunsinger, and that almost got him. Owusu Asidu shrugs away from the wayward breaking ball to make the count 3-1 in the batter's favor. So 3-1 the count, two gone in the fourth, and Anthony on third. The 3-1 curveball low, and that is ball four. Yeah, I thought the count was messing up for a second, but Owusu Asidu didn't realize the count either. Second walk of the inning for Jerry Hunsinger, and the Threshers have the Blue Jays cornered with two outs in the fourth inning.
Designated hitter number
so it delayed ball four to Avery Owusu Asidu, who's now reached in his first two at-bats. Dakota Katowski at the plate for the Threshers, a power-hitting first baseman at the DH spot tonight with two RBIs already this series. And a chance for at least one more. A single gets Katowski home. An extra base hit will likely bring home Owusu Asidu from first. First pitch, a breaking ball that dives below the zone. 1-0 count to Dakota Katowski as Edward Duran sending out some signals to his infield before he retires back to the backstop. 1-0 the count to Katowski. Struck out to end the second, but now up with two runners on for the second straight time. A single gives the Threshers the lead in a scoreless fourth as Katowski swings and misses at a curveball to even the count at 1-1. So, one ball, one strike to Dakota Katowski. Two outs in the inning. Now the pitch. Outside on the breaking ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. The pitch to Katowski, cut on and missed, and the breaking ball evens the count at 2-2. Jose Mayorga coming out to have a chat with the home plate umpire. Not sure what he's discussing here, but the chat ends quickly. And will return to a 2-2 count to Katowski. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Owusu Asidu on first. Keaton Anthony at third base, 90 feet away from breaking a scoreless tie with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Some space down the lines in the outfield. Runner goes, and Katowski hits a high bouncer to third. Leaping is the third baseman. He can't get there, and that's going to go into left for a base hit. Owusu Asidu is rounding third, trying to score from first on a single, and he does. Fantastic base running by Avery Owusu Asidu, and Dakota Katowski ends up at second with another two RBI single. Two outs in the inning, and Katowski delivers for the Threshers to give them an early 2-0 lead. Beautifully executed hit and run, and Katowski has RBIs number 5 and 6 on the young season. So two gone for Diego Gonzalez, who would love to get his first hit as a Thresher in a run-scoring situation with Katowski over on the Keystone sack. Not a threat to steal, but he takes a short lead. And that one fouled off of his front foot. Might have just missed that shin guard of Gonzalez as it rolls into the infield on the foul off. He struck out on three pitches in the third, and now with a chance to start a rally for the Threshers with two outs. Third hit of the game for Clearwater came from Katowski. High bouncing single into left that drove in two. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers. Two outs in the top fourth. Hunsinger sets from the belt, a deep breath. Now he deals the 0-1, spikes the fastball almost in the dirt, but snagged before it got there by Duran. 1-1 count to Diego Gonzalez. Gonzalez 0-4 with a K in last night's win, and a strikeout tonight. So he's 0-5 in his first two games in single A. And he'll reach base for the first time as a Thresher. Breaking ball gets away from Hunsinger and hits Gonzalez. Second hit by pitch this inning from Jerry Hunsinger, which is going to bring a pitcher off the bench and warming up in the bullpen, and he might be coming out on the field. Jose Mayorga is coming out, and it looks like he's going to take the ball from Jerry Hunsinger, and a new pitcher will come in for Dunedin. Hunsinger on the hook for the runner on base, or both runners on base, with Katowski on second, Gonzalez on third. Two outs, 2-0 lead for the Threshers, and a new pitcher coming in for Dunedin when we come back.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first Bay Care Silver Sharks night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders do free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket.
Aaron Munson, the new pitcher for the Dunedin Blue Jays from San Antonio, Texas, 19th rounder for Toronto in last year's draft. Top of the order again for the Threshers. Farquhar holds up the swing, but the curve settles for a strike regardless. He reached for the eighth straight game with a double in the third inning, and now with two on and two outs and a 2-0 Threshers lead. Jerry Hunsinger responsible for the two men on base as the curveball misses well upstairs to even the count to Farquhar. Two runs allowed, and on the hook for potentially two more if Farquhar can get these guys home here with two outs here in the fourth inning. Munson, in his second outing of the series, deals. Farquhar swings and misses the breaking ball to get the count down to 1-2. Aaron Munson last through the last game Dunedin won back on Thursday night. Two innings, one run allowed, two hits, a walk, and two strikeouts. Now a 2-2 count on Farquhar as the breaking ball misses outside to the Threshers' shortstop. 1-2 on the night is Trent. Double in the third and a fly out to right to lead off the game in the first. Now the 2-2 inside and low. Count fills up at 3-2. And Pierce Bennett waiting in the wings, hoping to be the eighth batter up in this two-run fourth inning so far for the Threshers. Farquhar, eight-game on base streak now, reached with a double in the third, now hoping for a walk. Runners go, swing and a miss, and that's strike three. But Dakota Katowski delivered for the Threshers, getting two RBIs on a single and giving the Threshers the first two runs of the ball game. Two runs on one hit, no errors, and two men left aboard for the Threshers. Bottom of the fourth coming up, Threshers with a 2-0 lead.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first BayCare Silver Sharks night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders do free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
First pitch misses to Yoankel Aponte to start off the bottom of the fourth inning. Mavis Graves needs to finish the next two innings to be in line for the victory if the Threshers can hold this two-run lead. 2-0 the score, 2-0 the count to Yoankel Aponte, who's 0-for-1, striking out in the first inning. And Graves has been looking really good so far today, 5 strikeouts in his first 3 innings. Now the 2-0 pitch is a fastball that narrowly misses upstairs to make the count 3-0. 47 pitches now for Graves, 29 across, 4 strikes. As the 3-0 count and leads to a first strike of the at-bat. Strike number 30 on the day for Mavis, and the fastball goes over the plate to make it 3-1. Pitch number 50 coming up for Graves. He hopes to make it a full count here. 3-1 the pitch, hit on a line above the head of Ware into center field for a base hit. And that is the second hit of the day for Dunedin. First hit on the day for Yoankel Aponte, and now Edward Duran representing the tying run. So one on, nobody out for Edward Duran, who struck out looking to start the second, and Graves sent the pickoff move not in time to first base as Anthony had to jump over Aponte to try and get away from the sliding center fielder. First pitch now to Duran. Fastball missing upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count from the lefty Graves. Bullpen clear for the Threshers. This one hit on the ground. Past the diving glove of Farquhar into left field for a second base hit. First multi-hit frame for the Dunedin Blue Jays, and the first to reach on back-to-back knocks to put the tying run on first. Now the power-hitting infielder, Tucker Tobin, steps up to the plate. I mentioned earlier how Manuel Beltre has played all the way across the infield this series. So has Tobin. He gets his first game at second base after two at short and two at third in prior games this series. Now Gustavo Armas is going to come out and have a chat with Mavis Graves. Luis Caicuto will join him. And with the first innings underway across the Philly system, let's take a look around. Braden Fosnot, former Thresher on the hill, 2 outs and 2 on in the top of the first inning against the Brooklyn Cyclones, scoreless in Shoretown thus far. 1-2-3 top of the first for Redding. Now Jet Williams at the plate for the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, the Mets AA affiliate. And we're in the top of the first, still scoreless, with Weston Wilson at the dish for Lehigh Valley, looking to get back to 500, 1-on, 2 outs. In a scoreless top of the first. We'll keep on with some scoreboard updates as the rest of the minor leagues and the major league games have started to get underway. That'll bring up Tucker Tobin now. Switch hitting infielder is Gustavo Armas back in the Threshers dugout. Mavis Graves taking a quick timeout to step off. Runners on first and second. Aponte on second. Duran, the tying run on first. Toman with a homer already this series and three in his career against Clearwater. Awaits the first pitch. Cut on and miss. Going after the breaking ball to start the count off 0-1. He struck out swinging against Graves in the second inning. So he's 0-1 today. Still no one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And a righty starting to get loose for the Clearwater Threshers. I'll tell you who, try to tell you who it is after this pitch. 0-1, breaking ball, missing outside to even the count at one ball and one strike. A right-hander up for Clearwater, and that looks like Hunter Lloyd starting to get ready for the Threshers in what would be his first appearance of the week. 1-1. Hit on the ground to third. This could be two. Gonzalez steps on the third base bag for one. Long throw to first in time as Toman is denied on a clutch double play by Diego Gonzalez. Gets the lead runner out at third, so Aponte retired. Duran moving to second, and the 5-3 double play brings up two outs and a runner on second base. So two gone for Alexis Hernandez, and that's the fourth double play turn by the Threshers over the last two nights here in Dunedin. First pitch, fastball missing outside, is a 1-0 count to Alexis Hernandez, who is the only batter that so far has been walked by Mavis Graves. He stole second base, but is now facing a 1-0 count. Duran on second base, the slowest of the three runners that have, or the two runners that have reached so far today, which makes that play from Diego Gonzalez even better over at third base. 1-1 the count to Hernandez now, with Duran taking a short lead off second. Ware paying loose attention to Duran on second base as Graves sends the curve in for a called strike two. And clutch defense was a big part of that shutout last night, and that shutout has continued here in Dunedin tonight. One ball, two strikes, the count to Alexis Hernandez, two gone, and a 2-0 lead for Clearwater. The 1-2 pitch outside, two balls and two strikes, the count. Graves would like to get this last out to match his season high of four innings pitch dating back to his first start against the Bradenton Marauders. And pitch number 60 now locked and loaded in the glove. Sets at the chest, does Graves, the 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Curveball fools Hernandez. And Mavis Graves has his sixth strikeout of the day, tying his career high and ending the fourth inning. First two reach with a hit for Dunedin, but only one man ends up remaining on the base pass. Graves has tied career high as an inning pitched and strikeouts and has a 2-0 lead for the Threshers heading in to the fifth.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. The Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 26th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
First pitch of the fifth, in for a strike, and Aaron Munson quickly loading in for the second. Cut on a miss by Bennett to make it an 0-2 count. count. Pierce up for his third time today. Ground out and a flyout for the first full season left fielder at Wake Forest. He reaches out, taps this over to second base. Field on a pair of hops on the run by Toman. He sends it to first in time, all while keeping it moving. One out to start the fifth inning. Threshers lead 2-0. Three hits apiece, one error apiece, but Clearwater has been able to turn scoring position players into runs. That'll bring up the lefty Jordan Viers, homer in five RBIs with four of those runs and that home run here this week as Munson starts him off with a fast burr breaking ball for a called strike. That's just 10 pitches for Munson so far, seven in for strikes as Viers cuts on and misses at a breaking ball offering to make it 0-2. Two ground outs for Jordan so far. Played a key role in two of the Threshers' wins where they scored double-digit runs. 3-for-4 day with a home run in the Threshers' first win of the series on Wednesday as he avoids a low changeup to bring the count to 1-2. And then the go-ahead RBI single in the ninth on Threshers' Thursday night win, 10-7. Now the 1-2 pitch way upstairs on the fastball, 2-2. Now Munson deals, Viers slices this one foul. That's going to go behind home plate and bring the count even at 2-2. 19th rounder out of Division II Angelo State. And won the Division II National Championship did Munson as the foul ball gets away. No, not a foul ball. I thought it was a foul tip, but Viers cut on and missed, and the ball dropped out of Duran's glove, but he gets it to first in time for the K2-3. And a little bit of a delayed reaction for just about everybody there. So two gone in the fifth, and Keaton Anthony, who extended his on-base streak in his last at-bat. Now five straight games reaching for Keaton, 0-for-1 with a walk, but he did score the first run of the game on the RBI knock by Katowski. 1-0 the count now as the fastball misses to Keaton, who has just been so excellent at getting on base. 1-0 the pitch, breaking ball on the inside part of the plate. Called a ball, but challenged by Anthony. Called a strike, challenged by Anthony, and it turns into ball number two. So a 2-0 count on a really astute challenge by Keaton Anthony. Now the 2-0 pitch. Inside and low, 3-0. Two outs in the inning in the fifth. Threshers lead 2-0. And Munson, Texas native, made his pro debut in August of 2023. And then quickly got called up to Dunedin, where he starts the 2024 season. 3-0 to Anthony, inside and low. Second walk in a row drawn by Keaton Anthony. And there are two outs with a man on here in the fifth. 2-0 the lead
12,
for the Threshers. Luis Caicuto hit by a pitch to extend his on-base streak. 9 games played, 9 games reached base at least once for one of the newest catchers in the Phillies organization. And a good runner on first in Anthony as the breaking ball misses below the zone, but it's challenged by Duran and turned into strike one. So an 0-1 count to Luis Caicuto, a strikeout on HBP today. Anthony in a stealing stance over at first base. Will he go? He does not. 0-1 to Caicuto, curveball. This one catches the strike zone at the knees of Caicuto to make it an 0-2. 21 years old, undrafted free agent, signed in July of 2019 by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now the 0-2 hit in the air out to right field. Will it stay fair? It will not. Bouncing on the outfield dirt and reflecting off the netting back into the field of play. So 0-2 is the count to Luis Caicuto. 269 hitter on the season, 406 on base percentage, 423 slugging. Pair of doubles last series and a pair more in Bradenton over his first 6 games of the season. Now the 0-2. In the air out to right field. Sprinting towards it is Hernandez, and he drops the shift map but makes the catch out in right for the final out of the fifth inning. Threshers get a 2-out walk and leave the only base runner they had in the fifth inning stranded. We're already halfway home here in Dunedin. Threshers lead the Blue Jays 2-0, and Mavis Graves coming back out for the fifth here at TD Ballpark.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County, on Saturday, April 27th. Travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
The big lefty, Christian Feliz, leading off the bottom of the fifth against the left-handed hurler, Mavis Graves, starting off the fifth inning with a 1-0 count. Threshers lead 2-0. Over the Dunedin Blue Jays as the breaking ball in there for a called strike on the lower inside corner. Bottom third of the Dunedin order, Feliz, Ballo, and Perez to start off the fifth against Mavis Graves, looking for his first career win as Feliz swings and misses on the slider. That drops the count to 0-2. Six strikeouts is the career high for Graves, looking to break that with another strike here. Now the 1-2. Foul tip, and that bounces off Kaikuto. One ball, two strikes, the count. And the tough Luis Kaikuto popping right up. But just for safety, Michael Cross giving and delivering the baseball to Mavis Graves close to the pitcher's mound. So one ball, two strikes to Feliz. 1-2. Breaking ball called, strike three on the inside corner. Beautiful curve from Mavis Graves, and that is a career best strikeout number 7. And also extends his longest career start. 4 innings and a third, the longest Graves has gone in a game so far in his short two-season career. Last year, he did not go more than 4 innings. And went 4 innings against Bradenton now. 4 1/3 shutout frames to start off his third start of the year. 1-0 count to Ricardo Ballo, who reached on a catcher's interference but was instantly caught stealing in his last inning back in the third. And he takes a fastball inside for ball number 2. So 2-0 the count to Ballo. Bright yellow batting gloves for the switch hitter as he checks his swing, and it appears he went. And Pedro Powell, as well as Michael Cross, confirming that it's a 2-1 count now to the Dunedin first baseman. First game in the field this week for Ballo. He's been a DH 2 other times as time is called by Ricardo Ballo with a 2-1 count and one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-0 to lead for the Threshers. 3 hits apiece, 1 error apiece. As Hunter Lloyd appears ready to go for the Threshers in their left field bullpen. But Graves at least expecting to finish this inning. 2-1, hit in the air high and foul down the first base line, and that'll even the count at 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out to Ballo. 7 Ks on the game for Graves in his longest career start. 2-2 off the plate on the breaking ball, and that fills up the count at 3-2. 1 walk surrendered already today. Another 2-out walk back in the second inning. Graves, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Now the payoff pitch. Fastball inside. Called strike three. Ballo hold up his swing, but he should have kept going. Doesn't look like it would have helped all that much. Two strikeouts for Mavis Grave in the fifth. And now he's got eight on the ballgame. That'll bring up Daniel Perez with two gone in the fifth inning. Second time this game that Gravis has struck out the first two batters of the inning. And the third inning where he has struck out multiple in the same frame. First pitch to Perez gets Graves on his way to striking out the side again. 0-1 count on the indoor curveball to the left hand hitting Perez. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball over the heart of the plate, and it's 0-2. Graves just attacking the strike zone so far today. Likely in his last batter as he has thrown 45 strikes on 73 pitches through 4 1/3. A remarkable outing for the 2022 sixth round pick. 0-2 the pitch, breaking ball, missing low, and the count evens, or sorry, the count brings up to 1-2 on Daniel Perez. One, two, wave and a whiff, strike three. Kaikuto digs it out of the dirt, and Mavis Graves strikes out the side in what may be his final inning of the day. 9 strikeouts in 5 innings of work for Graves, spinning a 3-hit shutout as we head to the sixth inning. Threshers come up to the bat in the top of the sixth, leading by 2.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at BayCare Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County, on Saturday, April 27th. Travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
New pitcher coming on for Dunedin, someone who the Threshers have seen plenty of, Irv Carter, primarily a starter for the DJs last season. Signed out of a UMiami commit after being drafted by the Blue Jays in the fifth round of 2021. He comes in with the Blue Jays trailing 2-0, and a first pitch breaking ball catches the inside part of the plate for a called strike to Bryson Ware. So 0-1 the count to Bryson. Leadoff man here in the top of the sixth. The pitch, curveball fouled off, and it's 0-2. 0-2-1 today is Ware, but he did reach on an error in the second inning before grounding to short in an unassisted double play turn by Arjun Namala. 2-0 the lead for Clearwater, identical to the winning score last night for the Threshers. 0-2 to Ware, cut on a miss. And no, he got a piece of it. That ball was hit so quick back behind Ware that I didn't even think it left the glove of Edward Durant. Second game of the week for Irv Carter as Ware swings and misses for strike number 3. One gone in the sixth. Now Avery Owusu-Asiedu stepping up to the plate.
Center fielder Carter, 16, Avery Owusu-Asiedu.
Allowed the home run to Owusu-Asiedu. That was Connor Leon. No, actually it was Irv Carter. Then Leon replaced him after that in the eighth inning. So Owusu-Asiedu, very familiar with Irv Carter's work, gets him to swing and miss at a curveball for an 0-1 count. He's 1-for-1 today with a walk and a run in the fourth. Single, the Threshers' first hit of the day in the second inning. In that Tuesday night loss for the Threshers, we'll give you Carter's stat line after the pitch. Fastball missing upstairs, count 1-1. 2 2/3 innings for Carter. 4 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. So the Threshers hoping to tag him for a couple more here on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in Dunedin. 1-1, 1-2 to Usu Asidu. Now the pitch. Curveball again, cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. And Usu Asidu will take a quick timeout, stepping out of the batter's box for a little stroll before he heads back in. 1-2, 1-out. Threshers lead 2-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. Carter sets unorthodox setup. Makes kind of a right angle with his arm in the glove before he's ready to deal. 1-2 the pitch. Curveball runs inside on Owusu Asiadu, and the count's now 2-2. I want to wish a big happy birthday to the Philly Fanatic, celebrating his birthday against the White Sox. That game about to get underway over at the bank. 2-2, cut on and missed, and that's 2 strikeouts to start the sixth for Irv Carter. So he looks improved from being the guy tagged most by Threshers batters for runs on Tuesday. And now Dakota Katowski trying to extend the inning as he did back in the fourth when he last came up to the plate. 2 strikeouts preceding him. Katowski has struck out once, but he has the biggest hit of the day so far. That came in the fourth inning. First pitch of Katowski, breaking ball missing outside, and it's 1-0. He had a 2-out, 2-strike, 2 RBI single in the fourth inning. A high bouncer over the third baseman Beltre's head out into left field. And Owusu was running on the play. Owusu Asidu was running on the play. Made it all the way home from first on the single by Katowski. He now faces a 2-0 count with a slider missing outside. So Katowski, just 3 hits this season, but 6 RBIs with 2 ribbies coming on each of those knocks. 2-0 the pitch, curveball inside, now it's 3-0. Big power on the bat of Katowski, 15 home runs led
the, result is a 3-0 count
the Florida Complex League Phillies in his MVP season last year. It was also a postseason All-Star in the Florida Complex League. 3-0 the count to Katowski now, and the pitch, fastball right down Main Street, and it's 3-1. So two gone in the top of the sixth inning. Bases empty and a 2-0 lead for the Threshers. Bullpen looks clean for Clearwater, which either means Graves is coming back out for six or Lloyd is already ready to go. Now the 3-1-2 Dakota. Swing and a miss out in front of the breaking ball, and the count fills up 3-2. Full count to Katowski, 2 outs. And Carter sets, deals the payoff. Outside ball 4, so Katowski has reached for the second time today with a 2-out walk. Avery Owusu Asidu earned a 2-out walk in the fourth inning. That ended up leading to a run scoring. And now Diego Gonzalez coming up to the plate. Katowski, not a bad runner, but does not have the wheels of Owusu Asiadu. So I think a similar hit and run seems unlikely, but we'll see how far Diego Gonzalez can take it as the breaking ball misses away to make it 1-0. Katowski, though, did have 7 steals in 8 attempts in 42 games in the Complex League last year, so he certainly can run. But it's hard to find players in this league that have the same wheels as Owusu Asiadu, an ability to score on a hit and run from first. As Gonzalez takes the breaking ball for a 2-0 count. Back pick remained in the glove of Edward Durant as Katowski is leading aggressively over on first base. 2 outs and a man on. 2-0 lead for the Threshers here in the top of the sixth inning. Now the 2-0 pitch, curveball inside, and that makes it 3-0. Back-to-back 3-0 counts from Irv Carter as he tries to close out this inning for the Blue Jays. Top of the six and a 2-run lead for the Threshers. Gonzalez reached for his first time as a Thresher back in the fourth. He got hit by a pitch with 2 outs as part of his 0-for-1 day. Wheels around and fires a first does Carter. Katowski back in head first ahead of the Ricardo Ballo tag. And now Carter is pointed back homeward. to face Diego Gonzalez. He's still looking for his first hit as a Thresher. And we'll see if he gets it here. 3-0 pitch. Fastball did not move, did Gonzalez, and a count up to 3-1. 3-1 the count. Katowski has led pretty aggressively, but has not threatened to steal much from first. 3-1 pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike, and there he goes. A bit of a delayed steal from Katowski, catching Duran and Carter off guard as he takes second easily for his first swipe of the season. So Dakota Katowski has sneaky speed, but the base running IQ got him to second on that steal to open his stolen base account here in 2024. Now the count is full to Gonzalez. Katowski stays put this time as Diego lines this one into center field. Going back is Aponte on the track, and it's over his head. That ball is going to reach the wall as Katowski scores from second, and Diego Gonzalez makes a mark. His first hit is a Thresher, an RBI double to make it 3-0. He'll point to the bullpen to celebrate as Katowski jogs back into the dugout with the Threshers' third run of the game. He likely could have scored from first without that steal, but Diego Gonzalez with a nice line drive double out to center field to make it 3-0 Threshers. First hit, first RBI of the year for Gonzalez, and the Threshers have four hits to the Dunedin's three, and they lead by three runs. Now Trent Farquhar up at the bat. Two gone in the sixth, and a good runner on second in Diego Gonzalez. First pitch to Farquhar is a breaking ball in for a called strike, and it counts 0-1. And Gonzalez joining Katowski as the Threshers, who had their first hit of the season, drive in runs. Katowski's first hit of the year, a two-run shot against Bradenton. Now the 0-1 to Farquhar, hit back up the middle, right to Namala. Line drive out, 97 off of Farquhar's bat to end the sixth. But not without some damage from the Clearwater Threshers. A two-out rally once again as the Threshers get one more run on one hit, no errors, and one man left standing aboard the Clearwater base paths. 3-0 the lead for the Threshers, and I think Hunter Lloyd is coming in to replace Mavis and Graves. We'll give you Mavis Graves' line, and we'll see who's coming in after the break. 3-0 Threshers heading to the bottom six.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Hunter Lloyd starts off his day with a fastball on the outside edge. Call strike to Manuel Beltre, relieving the third Threshers starter of the year to reach nine strikeouts in the game. Two hopping ground ball over to short, high throw. Anthony tags the runner as he was pulled off the bag, and Beltre's out at first base. Keaton Anthony with an acrobatic play to secure the out and start the sixth inning. So, one gone as Hunter Lloyd coming to the mound for the second time this series, relieving Graves, who went five innings for the Threshers. Just three hits allowed, one walk, and nine strikeouts, tying the season high shared by George Clausen and Luke Russo. First pitch, breaking ball in for a called strike to Arjun Namala, and it's 0-1 to the Dunedin shortstop, who is 0-2 on the day thus far. Now the 0-1 Curveball hitting the gap out to left center field. Bennett on the run. Almost dives, but can't make the play. Wusu Asiedu comes up with it. Strong throw to second, but not in time, as Namala has now doubled in back-to-back nights for the Dunedin Blue Jays. One out to Bagger in the sixth for Arjun Namala. And now Yoenhel Aponte will come up to the plate with a man on second and one out in the sixth inning. Hunter Lloyd didn't make it through a full inning on Tuesday. Two-thirds of an inning for his first loss of the year. Five hits, five runs, and a walk. He has allowed six runs in an inning and two-thirds, but earned the win on Wednesday, the Threshers' first home victory of the year, as he starts out Aponte with a fastball inside to make it 1-0. Hunter Lloyd, Campbell University graduate, four-seam fastball, sinker, cutter, and a slider, the four pitches that he offers. Had one start for the Threshers last year in four total games. Fouled off a fastball to Aponte, and it's 1-1. He singled and was recorded out at third on an unassisted double play by Diego Gonzalez, and now faces a 1-1. Lloyd, scanning the base runners, finds Namala at second and deals the 1-1. Check swing, grounder, foul by Aponte to bring the count down to 1-2. Last year for the Threshers, just one run allowed in five innings for Hunter Lloyd over four separate appearances, including a two-inning spot start in September. His first start of his career. Other than that, he's been out of the bullpen. Hard line drive, base hit down the left field line, and that looks like it's going to end the shutout. Namala jogging home as that ball rolls into the corner. Aponte stops at second with an RBI double to make it 3-1. Threshers remain out in front. And for the Blue Jays, back-to-back extra base hits in the six give them their first run since a solo home run by Christian Feliz in the bottom of the fifth inning back on Thursday night. A shutout win yesterday for the Threshers, and then the first five and a third innings of tonight's game and in shutout fashion for Clearwater. And now Aponte on second base. Edward Duran ducks the fastball inside. 1-0 the count to the cleanup man who represents the tying run. 3-1 the score. Threshers lead. Duran with five ribbies on this season and a single to his name already today at the dish. Now the 1-0. Fouled away down the first baseline, and it's 1-1. Fifth double of the year for Yoenhel Aponte, who stands on second with the RBI, taking a short lead, being held on loosely by Bryson Ware. 1-1 the count to Duran. Now the pitch. Fastball hit on the ground. Base hit out to left field. Aponte will be held up at third base as the throw comes in from Bennett, cut off by Diego Gonzalez. So that's three straight hits for the Blue Jays. Duran now 2-for-3 on the game. And Tucker Thoman up to the plate for the Threshers. He grounded into the unassisted double play back in the fourth inning. And we'll see what he can do representing the go-ahead run. Gustavo Armas taking a look at the Threshers bullpen, where they have a righty beginning to warm. It's Jaden Estanista getting loose for the Threshers as Luis Caicuto joins Gustavo Armas on the pitcher's mound for the Threshers. Some MLB games have gotten started, including the most important one. Phillies trailing 2-0 to the Chicago White Sox in the bottom of the first inning. And the rest of the games are scoreless thus far. Nationals have a hit against Houston with Jesse Winker at the dish. Hunter Brown on the mound in our nation's capital. Connor Wong with runners on the corners against Martin Perez of the Pirates, as both teams are flirting with a .500 record. First inning just ended in the Bronx. Yankees and Rays going at it, with Anthony Volpe leading off the first for the Yankees in a scoreless ballgame. Angels and Reds scoreless in the top of the first. That game just got started over in Cincinnati. Brewers and Cardinals about to begin with Sonny Gray on the hill for St. Louis as Thoman pops the first pitch foul off the netting down the third base side. At 2:10, Orioles and Royals will start, as will Tigers and Twins in Minnesota. Next pitch cut on a miss by Thoman. Fastball makes it 0-2. Marlins and Cubs begin about 10 minutes after that. Kyle Hendricks against Edward Cabrera. And then at 4 o'clock, the Diamondbacks play host to the Giants. Or sorry, the Giants host the Diamondbacks out in San Francisco. Then Mets Dodgers at 4:10. Wave and a whiff by Toman. Fastball low. And the foul tip caught by Kikuto for Hunter Lloyd's first strikeout, a big one, taking the double play off the table. So now the Threshers don't have to choose between two outs and one potential run as Alexis Hernandez comes up to the plate with two gone and runners on the corners. Aponte on third and Duran on second. First pitch to Hernandez, a breaking ball on the inside part of the plate, 0-1 the count. Blue Jays and Padres also to begin in San Diego at 4:10. 3:10 start for Rockies and Mariners. Cal Quantrill against George Kirby in that one as the fastball fouled off by Hernandez to make it 0-2. The game I'm watching tonight is Rangers-Braves. That's the ESPN game. Former Philly Michael Lorenzen, who had a no-no for Philadelphia last season, going up against Jace Vines of Atlanta. 7:10, that game starts. And an hour after that is the projected start for Game 2 of the Mariners-Rockies doubleheader over at Coors Field. So one ball, two strikes to Alexis Hernandez as Hunter Lloyd sends a fastball high. Four-pitch mix for Lloyd, 23 years old, and a Campbell undrafted free agent signee by the Phillies. 1-2 to Hernandez. Fastball, chopper down the third baseline. Gonzalez has to barehanded. Whips the throw to first, not in time. And Aponte scores from third on the infield hit. And that's just a tough run to give up, as that ball not hit well down the third baseline, but just enough for the RBI knock for Alexis Hernandez. That pulls the Blue Jays within one run, 3-2 the score, tying run in scoring position, and that's going to be enough for Hunter Lloyd. Jaden Estanista, who has been great out of the Threshers bullpen, will exit the Threshers bullpen and enter the field of play. Hunter Lloyd, back-to-back outings against Dunedin, where he has been unable to finish the game. We'll give you his final line, where he is still responsible for two more potential runs. Three hits and one strikeout for Lloyd. No walks. Two runs allowed, and hopefully two more do not come in to score. Jaden Estanista will be on the mound when we come back. Threshers lead the Blue Jays 3-2 with two outs in the bottom of the sixth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Jaden Estanista sends a first pitch fastball outside to Christian Feliz. 1-0 count in the bottom of the sixth to start Estanista's day. Two-thirds of an inning for Hunter Lloyd. Estanista trying to shut the door here with two on and two out. Foul tip from Feliz evens the count at 1-1 on the cut fastball from Jaden Estanista. Hunter Lloyd responsible for the two runners on base. He can't get the win, but if both of these runners score, he can get tagged with the loss. Now the 1-1. Fastball almost hit Feliz as it slipped out of the hand of Jaden Estanista. And now the count is 2-1. One of two returnees from the 2023 Threshers opening day roster. Here in 2024, Jordan Viers out in right field being the other. Now the 2-1. Fastball. Not sure where that missed, but it's 3-1 now. As that missed upstairs, the 6-4 Christian Feliz over two today with two Ks. 3-1 the count now. Two on and two out. Duran on second, Hernandez on first. And a one-run ball game with the Threshers leading 3-2. Estanista sets from the center of the rubber. A glance over at second. Now the 3-1. Fastball missing outside. That's ball number four to load up the bases. So Feliz to first, Hernandez to second, Duran to third. And that'll bring up Ricardo Ballo with the bases jacked. And two outs in the inning. Alexis Hernandez, who drove in the most recent run, say that 10 times fast. And he is the go-ahead run on second. Tying run is Duran on third. Ballo grounds this one up the middle, but Farquhar picks it up. High throw to first, caught by Anthony, and that keeps the score at 3-2. Trent Farquhar flashing the leather at short once again, holding the Blue Jays to two runs with the bases loaded. So two runs come across the score in the fifth, coming on four hits, no errors, and leaving three aboard for Dunedin. The Blue Jays are on the board, but the Threshers lead by one. 3-2 the score as we head into the seventh.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first Bay Care Silver Sharks night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders do free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Pierce Bennett takes the first pitch of the seventh in for a called strike on an Irv Carter curveball. Carter with one run allowed in the last inning. And the Threshers lead 3-2. Bennett pulls back a bunt as the fastball misses well off the plate, almost in the left-handed batter's box before it was picked up by the catcher, Edward Duran. 1-1 the count to Bennett, who is 0-3 on the day, trying to extend an on-base streak that has spanned the course of this series and more. Four straight games reaching for Bennett as the breaking ball misses low to bring the count to 2-1. Bennett played six of eight games in the Complex League at second base, one game in right, one at designated hitter. Now the 2-1. Breaking ball, missing outside, 3-1. He has stayed in the outfield, playing primarily in left for the Threshers, but getting a couple of games in at right field throughout the first 15 games of the season. 3-1 the count to Bennett now, and now the pitch. Hit the other way, past the glove of the first baseman. Ballo can't come up with it, and Bennett reaches with his first hit of the day. Leadoff single in the seventh extends his on-base streak to five straight games. Fourth hit of the series for Bennett, and that will bring up Jordan Viers. Bennett on first base, fifth hit of the game for the Threshers. They lead Dunedin 3-2, despite currently being out hit by a 6-5 margin. 1-1 in terms of errors as Bennett stays put. Breaking ball misses low to Viers to make it a 1-0 count. A ground out and another ground out and then a strikeout for Viers. He's 0-3 on the day, but has two multi-hit games this series. And the Threshers are undefeated when Viers has a multi-hit game this season. Now the 1-0. Breaking ball on the outside corner, 1-1. Third-year Thresher is Viers. Were 33 last year, dropped one of those threes this year to stick with number three for the 20-year-old. 5-19 so far this series with four RBIs. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball, just missing low, and it's 2-1. Good eye by Viers, left-handed hitter. The former Dallas Morning News Offensive Player of the Year in his senior year in high school in 2021 before being taken by the Phillies in the third round of that year's draft. The 2-1 hit on the ground over to second base, and Bennett avoids the player but not the tag, and it's an unassisted double play. 4-3 DP as Viers is out on first for two in the seventh inning.
First baseman number 7, Keaton Anthony.
That'll bring up Keaton Anthony as Bennett couldn't do enough dancing to try and get around the second baseman and prevent a double play. So two outs here for Keaton Anthony. Brandon Marsh just broke a 2-2 deadlock at the bank against Chicago. And just like that, the Phillies, who started off down 2-0, now ahead 3-2, much like the Threshers score. With a 1-0 count to Keaton Anthony here in the seventh inning. Two walks and an 0-for-1 day for Keaton as he takes a breaking ball inside, even the count at 1-1. Five-game on-base streak for Anthony in all five games he's played this series. Total of 3 walks and 6-for-16 at the plate with 6 RBIs, more than anyone else this week. He swings and misses at a breaking ball, and that brings the count down to 1-2 for the former two-way player out of the University of Iowa. So 1-2 the count, bases clear, two outs in the top of the seventh inning as Anthony takes a timeout to adjust his batting gloves and helmet. And now the count's 1-2. So Anthony digs back into the right-handed batter's box, looking for his first hit of the day. And he's reached in each of his last 5, equaling his longest streak of the season. Breaking ball missing outside, 1-2 the count. As the Sunday game against Fort Myers, the only game Anthony has not reached base this season. 2-2, swing and a foul tip back to the backstop. And the count stays 2-2. So Anthony, just that one game, last week, Sunday against Fort Myers, the only game in his Threshers career where he's failed to reach base. On-base machine, who's got an on-base percentage of now over 400, came into the game at 394. 2-2 the pitch, curveball missing inside, unsuccessful frame job by Duran, and that'll bring the count full to Keaton Anthony. 3-2, 2-2. 3-2 also the lead that the Threshers have here in the top of the seventh inning. Looking for more, though, with the cleanup hitter Anthony of the dish. Carter sets. Now the payoff pitch. Outside, ball 4. Third walk for Keaton Anthony as he keeps this 7 inning alive for Luis Caicuto. Caicuto, like Anthony, has reached base in every game this season. He has recorded a hit in all but 2. Caicuto has been a nice addition to the Phillies organization, coming over from Arizona after spending 3 years in their rookie complex league, as the breaking ball catches the outside corner for a called strike. He's 0-2 today, though, hit by a pitch in the fourth to bring his on-base streak to 9 straight games, beginning on opening day in Bradenton, as Anthony is checked back at first unsuccessfully by the starting pitcher. Or the relief pitcher, Irv Carter. He was a starter for a bit last year. A couple of spot starts here and there, but pitched mostly out of the bullpen. Next pitch, 0-1. That got him again. Left elbow was where that pitch hit Caicuto, who has been plunked for the second time today. by two different pitchers. That'll bring up Bryson Ware with Anthony on second and Kaikuto on first. And now Corey Reardon is going to come out and have a chat with Irv Carter. While they talk, we look around. Now that more scores have developed in the Phillies system, I'll give them to you. One run, through the first three innings and change as we start the top of the fourth in Jersey Shore. They're deadlocked with the Brooklyn Cyclones, the Mets' high A affiliate, in a 1-1 tie. Braden Fosnaught remaining on the mound for the Threshers. Caleb Ricketts is at the dish to lead off the top of the fourth inning in Binghamton, where the Fighting Phils trail 3-1 against the Rumble Ponies. Lehigh Valley, though, had three runs come across in the top of the fourth inning. They lead the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Taiwan Walker continuing his rehab assignment with the Iron Pigs. First pitch to Bryson Ware is a curveball in for a called strike. 0-1 the count to Bryson, who's 0-3, but reached on an error back in the second inning. And the Threshers, the last piece of the Philly system that I didn't just read out, lead 3-2 in the top of the seventh inning with two outs. Ware takes a look at a slider well off the plate, and the count evens at 1-1. Anthony on second, Kaikuto on third. A single would likely bring Anthony home, and it would take a deep extra base hit to score Kaikuto from first, but I'd suspect anything that brings Ware to second base, Kaikuto will be able to come around on. 2-1 the count to Ware now as he takes a breaking ball inside for the second ball of the at-bat. Threshers lead by one here in the seventh inning. Two outs, 2-1 the count, and Carter deals. Ware swings and misses, about a three-quarter swing before he realized that ball was out of the zone, and the count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anthony not likely to steal third, but he does have a steal this season with Kaikuto waiting on first. Now the 2-2. Ware just got a piece of it, cues a breaker off the end of the bat, and it stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 the count, 2 outs and 2 on, 3-2 the lead for the Threshers. With 2 fewer hits than the Dunedin Blue Jays. Ware trying to extend this top of the seventh inning. The pitch from Carter. This one lifted high in the air. Shallow center field, drifting towards the infield. Tracking it is Toman, who makes the catch for the final out of the seventh inning. The Threshers get 2 2-out base runners, but no runs, no hits, no errors. And the 2 left on base. We're going to stretch it out here in Dunedin. Threshers 3, Blue Jays 2, bottom of the seventh. Coming up.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. The Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 26th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at threshersbaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come back a little late here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Jaden Estanista back out. 1-1 count to Daniel Perez as the fastball misses upstairs to make it 2-1. Fastball cutter combo for Jaden as the Threshers ahead 2-1. 3-2 the score. Behind in the count, though, 2-1 to Perez. Next pitch outside on the fastball, 3-1. Three balls and one strike. Estanista, 22 years old, signed out of Curacao in 2019. 13 games, one start for the Threshers last year. Perez pops up a fastball foul, and the count runs full. It's Perez, Beltre, and Amala to start off the seventh inning for Dunedin. Estanista has been excellent out of the Threshers' bullpen. Five innings of work, five innings without a run. Make it 5 1/3. After not even allowing an inherited runner in the last frame. And he starts off this one with a strikeout. 95 on the gun, gets the whiff from Perez. And that's the first out.
Number one, Manuel Beltre.
The bottom of the seventh inning. So Estanista with his 10th strikeout of the season. And now 5 2/3 innings of work. Starts off Beltre. With the fastball, hit high in the air out to left field. Bennett going back, and that ball is going to bounce over the wall for a ground rule double. That ball hit very high in the air, over 300 feet, bouncing on the warning track and out of play. Third double of the day by the Dunedin Blue Jays. And now the tying run is on second base. So one gone in the seventh inning. Tying run on second for Arjun Namala, the first ever first-generation Indian American to be drafted in the first round of any pro sport. And first pitch, Namala, fastball missing upstairs, 1-0. He had a double in the sixth inning. But there is not a large history of Indian-born athletes in American sports either. Now the 1-0 pitch. Fastball caught on a miss, and it's 1-1. Sim Ballar, the last full born and raised Indian to be drafted, the 7'4 center, was drafted by the Kings in 2014. Spent most of his professional basketball career in the U.S. in the NBA G League, and even the D League when it was first called. He was initially coached by Jerry Stackhouse, former Detroit Piston. In the Raptors 905 organization back in 2015. Two balls, one strike to count to Namala with a righty getting loose in the Threshers' pen. Tying run on second in a 3-2 game, bottom seventh. Swing and a miss by Namala. Can't touch the heat from Estanista. And it's two balls and two strikes. Namala 1-for-3, double and a run in the sixth. Strikeout and a flyout in the first and third. He is up with Manuel Beltre, a good base runner on second base. Representing the tying run here in the seventh. A homer and four RBIs for Namala on the season. Two balls, two strikes the count. The 2-2 pitch lifted high in the air down the first baseline. Drifting foul is Anthony in the middle of the dirt and the line. He makes the catch for the second out. And Beltre wisely staying on the second base pad. That'll bring up Joangel Aponte, 2-for-3 on the day. RBI double that started the party for Dunedin in the fifth inning. And a double play that took him off the base paths in the fourth is so far one of the key plays of the game. First pitch to Aponte with two outs. Breaking ball missing upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count. And in the fourth inning, with one out, runners on first and second. Tucker Toman grounded to Diego Gonzalez for a double play. And Aponte swings and misses the fastball to make it 1-1. Aponte was the man on second, and Gonzalez beat him in a race to the third base bag and then launched his throw to first to get Toman in time, getting the lead runner and the double play. In one fell swoop. Hit on the ground in front of home plate, and it's fair. So a 2-3 ground out. Luis Caicuto, great reflexes, quickly getting up to get the weak grounder for the final out in the inning. One out double is all the Blue Jays get in the seventh. They leave the tying run stranded at second base on the one hit in the seventh inning. Eighth inning coming up, Threshers 3, Blue Jays 2 on Sunday Afternoon Baseball on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County, on Saturday, April 27th. Travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Top of the eighth inning, Avery Owusu-Asidu leading things off against the new pitcher for Dunedin, Bo Bonds, who sends his first pitch, a fastball low for ball number one. 1-0 the count to Asidu, 3-2 the lead for the Threshers in the top of the eighth inning. Now the pitch, fastball right down Main Street, and it's 1-1. Bottom third of the Threshers' order has been quite productive in this game, a single and a walk and a run for Avery Owusu-Asidu. A single, a walk, a run, and two RBIs for Dakota Katowski, and an RBI double and a hit-by-pitch for Diego Gonzalez as Owusu-Asidu stays strong on the check swing to make it a 2-1 count on the low breaking ball from Bo Bonds. No relation to Barry Bonds for Bo, making his first appearance with Dunedin from Gainesville, 13th rounder in 2022. For Dunedin, as Owusu-Asidu swings and misses the heat to even the count at 2-2. Homer, 6 RBIs, and a run scored today for the Threshers as we enter the top of the eighth inning. Now the 2-2. Curveball hit on a line over the head of the shortstop into left center field, and that's a base hit for Avery Owusu-Asidu. He is always a stealing threat when he gets on, and that's the Threshers' sixth hit of the day. Second for Owusu-Asidu, as he earns himself another multi-hit game for the Clearwater Threshers. That'll bring up Dakota Katowski, whose two RBIs are the difference in today's game. Two RBI single put the Threshers on the board in the fourth inning. Owusu-Asidu, with multiple hits in the contest for the third time this season, is on first base, taking a big lead, doesn't steal as Katowski looks at a called strike. Breaking ball from Bonds to start off Dakota. Walked and scored, as well as stole a base back in the sixth inning. And Owusu-Asidu definitely has some designs on stealing here. He stays put on the 0-1 as Katowski swings over the top of a fastball to make it 0-2. Five steals for Owusu-Asidu, tied with Aiden Miller for the team lead. And certainly not as torrid a stealing pace as the Threshers had last year with Crawford and Boyd at the top of the lineup, combining for 96 steals. Swing and a miss for Dukowski. Owusu-Asidu off for second, and he slides in safely behind the throw for his sixth stolen base of the season. So Owusu-Asidu in scoring position, Katowski down swinging. And that's the first out of the eighth inning. Threshers have a big insurance run in scoring position, and a single from Diego Gonzalez here would likely bring him home. Owusu Asedu taking a short lead off of first with the righty Gonzalez going against the righty Bo Bonds. Tucker Toman trying to hold Avery on second base as a pitch clock violation is called right as Bonds starts his windup. And it looked like he was just late. And good awareness by Michael Cross to give the automatic ball one to Diego Gonzalez. One for two on the day is Gonzalez, plunked in the fourth. RBI double in the sixth that has the Threshers up ahead by one. Now it's a 1-1 count as he takes a look at a low fastball to even things up. One ball, one strike, and one out. Owusu Asedu on second base with his sixth steal of the season getting him there after the leadoff hit. And now a 1-1 count to Gonzalez. Top of the eighth inning, one-run lead for the Threshers, looking to increase it here. The 1-1 breaker low, and it's 2-1 now from Bo Bonds. Bonds beginning his 2024 season where he ended last year in Dunedin. 2-1 the pitch, sparked high and foul down the right field line, and it's 2-2. Pitched just one inning for Dunedin last year after throwing 2 1/3 in the Complex League. For the Blue Jays, he allowed two runs in that one inning but retired the side via the strikeout. In 2023, combined for three appearances, two out of the bullpen, an 0-1 record, and a 1080 ERA with four runs allowed in those 3 1/3 frames. Now the 2-2, fastball missing outside, 3-2 to Diego Gonzalez. His loss he suffered in the Complex League, but two runs allowed in 2 1/3 in the FCL and in one inning in Dunedin. 2-2. Lifted high in the air down the right field line. Hernandez chasing, and it goes foul, so the count will stay full at 3-2. Just 2-2 on full pitches as the first ball in this at-bat was an automatic ball because of the pitch clock violation. So full count again to Gonzalez. Payoff pitch hit on the ground towards third. It goes foul before it reaches the glove of Manuel Beltre. So the battle of in a back continues for Diego Gonzalez as Owusu Asedu returns the second base bag. Full count once again to Diego. Back-to-back pitches with two strikes fouled away by the newest addition to the Threshers. 3 2, one out here in the top of the eighth. The pitch, fastball, fouled away again. Three pitches knocked away with two strikes by Gonzalez. He's fighting to stay in. Owusu Asedu going to third. Pitch misses for the ball, and it's stolen base number 7 for Avery Owusu Asedu. Gonzalez sheds the guard and heads to first as the Threshers now have runners on the corners with two good runners on board, and Gonzalez has reached for his third straight time coming up to the plate. So runners on the corners for the Threshers. Middle infield back for double play depth against the left-hand hitting Trent Farquhar. And we'll see if Gonzalez tries to steal a base with a runner on third to try and avoid a potential inning-ending double play with one out in the top of the eighth inning. Gonzalez did not have a steal in 30 games in the Complex League last year as Farquhar takes the first pitch of his at-bat for ball number one. Gonzalez on first, Owusu Asedu on third after a pair of stolen bases. And Gonzalez slightly increasing his lead, being held on by Balo. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it's a 2-0 count to Trent Farquhar. Gonzalez, 7 for 11 in his minor league career. 4 steals in 8 attempts and 3 steals in 10 attempts in 2022 and 2021. Farquhar lifts this high in the air down the left field line. Should be deep enough to score Avery, and it is. He's running towards home, and Gonzalez heading to second. The throw, not in time, and it's a sacrifice fly for Trent Farquhar. Dunedin fans thinking that Gonzalez got off the bag, but he gets up with his left hand firmly planted in the center of that second base bag. RBI number three on the season for Farquhar. As two runners tag on the sacrifice fly, Gonzalez on second now with two outs in the eighth and a 4-2 lead for Pierce Bennett and the Threshers. Bennett up to the plate now after a single in his last at-bat extended his on-base streak to five straight games. Pitching there for a called strike to Bennett. 92 on the fastball from Bo Bonds. So Gonzalez taking a short lead off of second as time called. 0-1 the count to Bennett. Bonds, a glance over at second. Now the 0-1. Fastball catching the outside corner for a called strike two.
The call of strike has been overturned. The result is a 1-1 count on the batter.
0-2 turns to 1-1 as a challenge is successfully made by Pierce Bennett to even the count at 1-1 instead of the initial 0-2 call by Michael Cross. Now the 1-1 pitch. Curveball cut on and missed, and he went around. A bit of a three-quarter swing, and Bennett barely going around on that high fastball. So one ball, two strikes the count. Runner on second and a run already across in the top eight. The pitch to Bennett, spanked foul, and it stays at 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Bennett. Gonzalez leading off of second base. Two outs in the eighth, one run across for the Threshers where they lead 4-2. The pitch for Bonds. Bennett holds up the swing. Pitch misses outside, and no challenge made, so the count is 3-2. Or 2-2, excuse me. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Gonzalez on second. Two-run lead for the Threshers. 2-2. Spiked in the dirt, and that's going to go behind home plate. Bounces off the backstop to Duran. By the time he picked it up, Gonzalez was already on third on the wild pitch. So now a single will give the Threshers another insurance run. They already have scored one in this inning. And it's a full count to Pierce Bennett. Gonzalez now on third. 3-2 count to the Threshers' left fielder. And we'll see if he can lift one into the outfield to give the Threshers a three-run cushion. That's been their largest lead of the day. 3-2 the pitch. Hit on a line into left field. Base hit. Bennett will head to first. And walking home is Diego Gonzalez. 104 off the bat of Bennett for his sixth RBI of the season. And the Threshers right take a 5-2 lead.
Jordan Byers.
Wild pitch proving costly with a ball hit that hard. It might have been deep enough to score Gonzalez, but a possibility that the wild pitch helped add a run as Byers swings and misses on a breaking ball. Start off the at-bat with an 0-1 count. 0-for-4 on the day with three ground outs and a strikeout. 0-1 the count to Byers. Short lead off first by Bennett, who has good speed and one steal in one try this season. As a breaking ball goes in the dirt, Byers lets it go. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike, two gone here in the top of the eighth. Two runs across in the frame for the Threshers. Byers avoids an inside breaking ball to make it 2-1, and a good pick in the dirt by Duran to keep Bennett at first base and get a new baseball for Bo Bonds. 2-1 the count to Byers, looking for his first hit of the day. Bonds deals. Byers pops this one foul over the Threshers' dugout and out of play down the third base line, and we stay at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bennett on first base, resuming his lead as Bonds gets the sign from his backstop. 5-2 lead for the Threshers in the top of the eighth. Byers awaiting the 2-2. Hit the other way, foul again. And back to first goes Pierce Bennett. Still a 2-2 count to Byers, who has four RBIs already this series, including a home run back on Wednesday. 2-2 again. Broken bat grounder over to second base. Toman makes the easy play to first, and he gets the throw in time for the final out of the eighth inning. But the Threshers add on two more crucial runs. They get those two runs on two hits, no errors, and one man left on base. The lead back up to three for Clearwater, and a new pitcher coming in out of the Threshers' bullpen. 5-2 the score, bottom of the eighth. Next.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Heart of the Blue Jays order facing the newest entrant into the ballgame for the Threshers, Trey Dillard. He joined the Threshers late last season. Had a tough game in the regular season, but redeemed himself with a solid postseason for Clearwater as Duran takes a first pitch fastball for a called strike. Dillard initially drafted out of San Jacinto Community College in the 18th round by the Dodgers in 2018. Now facing a 1-1 count against Edward Duran, is making an appearance in his fourth game of the season as the fastball fouled back by Duran, making it 1-2. Four innings of work in three contests. My math is that bad. Three hits, three runs, four walks, seven strikeouts. Two-pitch pitcher is Dillard as the fastball is in on the ground to second base. Fielded on a trio of hops by Ware. He sends to first in time for the first out in the eighth inning. Jaden Estanista won't get a decision tonight. The win still currently in the hands of Mavis Graves if the score continues at 5-2. Estanista continued his scoreless start to the season. An inning and a third, one hit, one walk, and one strikeout to keep the game in the Threshers' hands. Tucker Toman takes the breaking ball inside for ball number one. And Toman, two strikeouts sandwiched around a double play in an 0-for-3 contest. Dillard, fastball and a curve as that almost hit Toman. But it hit off his bat instead of him. So 1-1 count to Toman. One out and a clear set of bags and a 5-2 lead in the eighth for the Threshers. Toman lines this into right center field for a base hit. And that kind of floats into dead center for Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Toman has his first hit. It's the Blue Jays' ninth. And the Threshers with just seven, still leading Dunedin by three runs. That'll bring up Alexis Hernandez, RBI single back in the sixth inning. And now a double play situation potential here in the bottom of the eighth. Two runs in the top half for the Threshers to bring their lead back up to three. Hernandez went around. No appeal needed for Pedro Powell as Cross makes the call at home plate. 0-1 the count. 1-for-2 on the day is Hernandez. RBI single in the sixth. Walk and a steal in the second and a strikeout in the fourth. Breaking ball in there for a called strike two. The curve from Dillard drops the count to 0-2 for Alexis Hernandez. University of Missouri alum, Arizona native. Now the 0-2 pitch. Curveball on the outside corner. It's called strike three. And the challenge shaken off by Michael Cross. Clearly strike three called. And that is the second out of the eighth inning. Now Christian Feliz stepping up to the plate, and the Threshers infield shifting over towards the right-hand side with the second baseman Ware playing with his heels on the outfield grass. Bouncing breaking ball gets away from the catcher Kaikuto. No throw to second. And sliding in safely on the wild pitch is Tucker Tolman. So 1-0 count to Feliz, and a much-needed run for Dunedin in scoring position as Dillard picks up some rosin and gets his grip back on the hill. Arizona native is Dillard. Not happy about the Suns game the other night. I am, though, as a Nets fan. I don't really exactly root for Kevin Durant. 1-0 the pitch to Feliz. Cut on and miss. Fastball that he swung through, and it's 1-1. So if the Dillard family is listening, I apologize for not supporting your hometown team. Definitely support Trey Dillard, though, who had 2 strikeouts in the postseason in 1 inning of work and has 7 so far this season. 1-1, cut on and miss, and he's on his way to an 8th. Well, 9th, I guess, because I excluded Hernandez's K looking on that. 96 on the fastball from Dillard. And that hard heater is one of the reasons he has stayed in the minor leagues. 1-2 the pitch, breaking ball called, strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the 8th after a one-out hit surrender to Tucker Tolman, but that was it. No runs, a hit, no errors, one man left, and a strong 8th inning for Trey Dillard sends us to the 9th. 5-2 the lead for the Threshers. Top of the 9th next.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Jandre Rojas, the new pitcher for the Dunedin Blue Jays in the top of the 9th inning. He'll face the heart of the Threshers order in Anthony Kaikuto and Bryson Ware. First pitch from Rojas, a fastball that misses low for ball number one. So the day done for Bo Bonds. One inning of work, 2 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and a strikeout in his first outing of 2023, as it's a 2-0 count to Anthony now. 3 straight walks for Keaton, bringing his on-base streak up to a season-high tying 5, and now he's ahead in the count 3-0. Looking to draw the most walks in a game by a Thresher with 4. Caden Hediger had 3 walks in a game earlier this week. Also going 1-for-2 a couple nights ago. 3-0 count to Anthony now. Fastball right down the pipe. And now the count's 3-1 on the get-me-over heater. His one official at-bat was a ground out to second back in the second inning. 3-1 count to Anthony now, 5-2 lead for the Threshers in the top of the 9th. Now the pitch, curveball, missing inside, and for the 4th straight at bat, Keaton Anthony will reach with a walk. Second leadoff walk to Anthony as Jandre Rojas starts off his game with a five-pitch walk. Anthony, one steal and one attempt this season, but the Threshers leading 5-2, so a steal seems less likely. Luis Caicuto up with the dish, two times hit by a pitch, and an 0-for-2 day as he pops the first pitch foul down the right field line and out of play. 0-1 the count to Caicuto. He's reached in all nine of his games he's played this season. 21 years old. Turned 21 a month before opening day. Jandre Rojas cradles the ball in the glove, sets himself up at the belt, and the 0-1 pitch curveball missing low to make it 1-1. Caicuto, 250 hitter on the season, with one of his five RBIs coming this week in Dunedin. 2-for-13 in now four games against Dunedin. Wild pitch, and that's going to have Anthony walk to second base. Breaking ball rolls to the backstop, and it's a 2-1 count to Luis Caicuto. Quickly waved Anthony on forward, and another example of great communication by the Clearwater Threshers. So, a 2-1 count now. Anthony in scoring position as the Threshers try to remove the possibility of save should Dillard be replaced in this ninth inning. 2-1 the pitch. Line foul behind home plate. Two balls and two strikes. The count now to Caicuto. Now the 2-2. As Rojas deals. Fastball low, 3-2. Full count to Caicuto. He's reached on two hit-by pitches today. A walk would certainly fine, but the outfield slightly drawn in towards the center against the right-hand hitting count, Caicuto. Payoff pitch coming. And this one is hit in the air out to right center field. Sprinting towards it is Aponte. He cedes it to the right fielder Hernandez, who comes up throwing, holding Hernandez on the second base bag. One gone in the ninth inning. And the power threat, Bryson Ware, coming up to the plate. Three home runs in 20 games for the Threshers last season, with his last one coming on the penultimate day of the regular season in Palm Beach. One out and a man on second for the Threshers. That's Keaton Anthony, who's got a short lead off the Keystone sack. Tucker Toman, they're holding him on. Right on right matchup. First pitch to Ware, a curveball in for a called strike. And now the count's 0-1. Ware 0-for-4 on the day, but he reached on an error in the second inning. Then a double play in the fourth, strikeout in the sixth, and a pop out in the seventh. 0-1 count to Ware now. One RBI on the season, looking for more. The 0-1. Hit the other way, right to the first baseman, Ballo. He'll take it to the bag himself, calling off the pitcher for the second out in the inning. That'll move Anthony to third base, though, so productive out this time for Bryson. And two gone in the ninth inning. That'll bring up Avery Owusu-Asiedu, who is having a nice day at the dish so far. A walk, two hits, and two runs, as well as two stolen bases, both coming in the eighth inning, where he ended up scoring on a sacrifice fly from Trent Farquhar. First pitch to Owusu-Asiedu is a fastball right down Main Street, and it's 0-1. Third two-hit game of the season for Avery, who has played all of his games in the field out in center. Career high of hits is 3. He could tie it with another knock here. That would also give him an RBI. 0-1 the count to Owusu-Asiedu. Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses ahead of the breaking ball, 0-2. Avery, this first multi-hit game of the series, he is 5-for-15 in now five games here at TD Ballpark, and now faces an 0-2 count. Two gone in the ninth, runner on third for the Threshers. The pitch hit high and foul down the right field line. 5-2 the lead for Clearwater, each team with an error. Dunedin out hitting the Threshers, 9-7. But the Threshers have been able to cash in on significantly more of their opportunities as Dunedin 3-for-11 with runners in scoring position. The Threshers 3-for-12. 0-2. Breaking ball outside, snagged by Duran to save a run as that ball almost rolled to the backstop, which would have allowed Anthony to score from third. Instead, it's a 1-2 count to Avery Owusu-Asiedu. One ball, two strikes, the count. The pitch. Breaking ball just low. And now the count is even at 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. 5-2 the lead for the Threshers in the top of the ninth. The pitch from Rojas. Upstairs, 3-2. Avery Owusu-Asiedu, a great job in this at-bat, working the count back full from 0-2 to 3-2. Anthony will stay put on third with a full count and two outs. Payoff pitch coming from Rojas. From the center of the rubber, he deals. High fly ball down the left right field line. We will do it again. Six game on base streak now for Owusu-Asiedu, spanning the entirety of this series and his final game, the Fort Myers set back on Saturday last week. Payoff pitch again. Called strike three, but is immediately challenged by Owusu-Asiedu, and it is upheld.
The call of strike has been
called strike three ends the ninth. The leadoff walk is it for the Threshers as they leave a man on. No runs, no hits, no errors in the ninth inning. Three-run lead for the Threshers. We're off to the ninth inning where Trey Dillard will try and complete the six-out save here at TD Ballpark. 5-2 the score. Threshers in front. Bottom of the ninth next.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first Bay Care Silver Sharks night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders be free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Ricardo Ballo dribbles the first pitch at the bottom of the ninth. Foul, a Trey Dillard fastball that starts off the count 0-1. It'll be Ballo, Perez, and Beltre to try and bridge a 5-2 gap that separates the Threshers from the Blue Jays. And right now, if the score holds in this frame, would give the Threshers their third consecutive series victory. They won the series on the last day against Fort Myers about a week ago, thanks to a 5-RBI game from T.J. Walton. Now it's an 0-1 count to Ballo. And he grounds another one foul down the first base line. Paxton Thompson is the emergency reliever in the ninth inning, should it come necessary, as Dillard has already thrown 16 pitches so far with 13 for strike, so he is hitting the zone consistently. High chopper over to second base. Ware picks it on the high hop, sends it to first in time. Four out number one in the ninth inning. And Bryson Ware has played in the field at four different positions for the Threshers this season. Second base, third base, left field, and center field. Three very different spots on the field, and he has shined wherever he has been in the field defensively. First pitch to Perez, hard grounder right to Ware, and he scoops it up, easy toss over to first for the second out. Back-to-back four threes to bring up Manuel Beltre as the final shot for the Dunedin Blue Jays. 5-2 the lead for the Threshers, and And Beltre drawn across in the ground in front of the right-handed batter's box. Infield playing Beltre straight up. Slight shift to the right for or the left of the infield. And hard line drive. Base hit over the head of Bryson Ware to continue this ball game. And Beltre gets the 10th hit of the game for Dunedin with a two-out single into right center field. Two gone and one on. Arjun Namala up to the plate. A double and a run in the sixth inning as part of his one-for-four day. One homer, four RBIs on the year for Namala. 176 is the batting average. Two hits allowed for Dillard, but two outs in the ninth, separating him from his first career save as the breaking ball in there for a called strike. Four-seam and a curve, the two pitches tossed by Trey Dillard. Loads the ball in the light blue glove, now deals the 0-1. Fastball missing upstairs, and it's 1-0. And he's got a hard fastball. Got up as high as 97 on the inning-ending strikeout in the eighth inning. And at 95 on the miss upstairs there. Now the 1-1. Fastball outside, 2-1. And Beltre staying held on first base by Keaton Anthony, not wanting to test the arm of Kaikuto, who has already thrown out a runner today. So 2-1 the count to Namala. 5-2 the lead for the Threshers here in the top of the ninth inning. Now the pitch from Dillard. Fastball just missing outside. And it's 3-1. Marty Malloy waiting on the top step of the dugout with Paxton Thompson waiting in the bullpen, starting to get loose. And the 3-1 to Namala. Fastball low. That's ball four. And will that be it for Dillard? It does not look like it. Marty going to stand pat instead of going out himself. He'll send the pitching coach, Gustavo Armas, to have a chat with Dillard. This is probably Trey's last batter, though, as he picks up the rosin and then the baseball as Gustavo Armas comes out to have a chat with his reliever. We'll take a look at the Florida State League standings, and there is a lot more on the line now. Palm Beach took down Lakeland 6-0, two-hit shutout. And the winner today will not only hold the best record and the sole share of first place in the Florida State League West Division, but they'll share the league's best record with the Palm Beach Cardinals, who are now 10-5 on the season. Palm Beach's roommates, the Jupiter Hammerheads, were on the road this week in Fort Myers, taking down the Mighty Muscles 6-3 in that series finale. Tampa Bay trailing 8-2 in a game that's almost over, top of the ninth inning. Over in Port St. Lucie, Daytona in extras against Bradenton. They lead the Tortugas, lead the Marauders 7-5 in the top of the 10th. First pitch to Aponte. On the ground a short. This could be it. Farquhar takes it into his chest, feeds to Ware, and that will end the ball game. One pitch, one out after the mound visit, and that is how the cookie crumbles. The Clearwater Threshers take sole possession of first place in the Florida State League West with a 5-2 win, taking the last three games of their first series against Dunedin. Trey Dillard recording the 6-out save, ending it on the 6-4 fielder's choice with two runners left aboard for the Dunedin Blue Jays. The winner of the game, Mavis Graves, and Jerry Hunsinger gets the loss as he allowed two runs in the fourth inning. And the Threshers did not trail after that. 5-2 the score. Threshers take the victory and the series. They have won each of their first three series this season. 2 out of 3 in Bradenton. 4 out of 6 at home against Fort Myers. And now 4 out of 6 on the road against Dunedin. 3 series, 3 wins as Trey Dillard earns his first career save in a 6-out save. First such save of the season for Clearwater. Graves gets his first career win, 1-1 on the season, with an ERA down to 3.38. And Dillard with the save, Hunsinger with the loss. Let's go to the recap before we send you home until the Threshers return home on Tuesday. Keaton Anthony led off the scoreless top of the fourth inning by drawing a walk off of Blue Jays reliever Jerry Hunsinger. He moved to second on a wild pitch and stayed put after Luis Kaikuto was hit by a pitch. A double play moved Anthony to third, and Avery Owusu-Asiedu walked to extend the inning. As he attempted to steal second, Dakota Katowski hit a high-bouncing single into left field. Anthony scored easily from third, and Owusu Asiedu came all the way around from first to make a 2-0 Threshers on the hit-and-run single. Kotowski then drew a two-out walk to extend the top of the sixth inning, as it was still 2-0 at that point, against Dunedin reliever Irv Carter. He stole second base before Diego Gonzalez opened his Threshers account with an RBI double to center that extended the Threshers' lead to 3-0. Dunedin got on the board with two runs in the bottom of the sixth to cut the Threshers' advantage to 3-2. Avery Owusu-Asiedu helped the Threshers strike back in the eighth with a leadoff single off newly entered Dunedin pitcher Bo Bonds. While Gonzalez walked, Owusu-Asiedu stole second and third base before scoring on a sacrifice fly from Trent Farquhar. Gonzalez moved to third on a wild pitch, then Pierce Bennett drove him in with an RBI single to bring the Threshers' lead back up to 3 runs at 5-2. The Threshers bent but did not break, allowing runners into scoring position in the eighth and ninth innings, but Trey Dillard secured the 6-out save to settle a 5-2 win and take the series in Dunedin. That's going to do it for tonight's contest. Mavis Graves getting the win for the Threshers as they ride off into the sunset back home to BayCare Ballpark for a 6-game set against the league worst Bradenton Marauders. I'll have the call live on Threshers broadcast television. These games can be streamed on Bally Live app and MLB TV or MILB TV, depending on which account you choose to get. But the Clearwater Threshers taking the victory here in Dunedin and taking the series 4-2. Pre-game show will begin just before 6:30 for first pitch. Gates will open for another Dollar Tuesday at BayCare Ballpark on Tuesday, April 23rd, as the Threshers take on Dunedin for the fourth through ninth times of the 2024 season. Until then, my name is Josh Sperber, and on behalf of everyone here at the Threshers Broadcast Network, just wanted to offer my thanks for tuning in today and all week long in the Threshers series win against Dunedin. Hopefully we'll see you at the ballpark, or you can watch on Bally Live or MLB TV, but make sure to go to threshersbaseball.com/tickets to get your tickets in advance. That'll do it here from Dunedin. I'll talk to you in Clearwater on Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.